July 18, 2016, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 12:30 p.m. and Dakota County Board of Commissioners at 3:02 p.m.
We're going to call the Board of Corrections to order.
You want to stand and say the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Folks, near the entrance over here, there's a current copy of the Open Meeting Act for everyone in attendance to view. Joan, would you call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
And Bill is absent.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to excuse Bill.
Second.
Got a motion by Scott Lev and a second by Tony Gomez.
No.
Oh, by Dick McNair to excuse Mr. Rohde.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Okay, not only for my benefit, for everybody else, I'd like to know who these two young gentlemen are. So, if you could introduce yourselves.
I'm Ron Elliott, co-owner of Tax Valuation Incorporated with Joe Wilson.
Okay.
And my name is Thad Topolsky, employee.
All right.
With Tax Valuation.
I might add that that is a certified residential appraiser. Certified residential appraiser.
Okay. Sure. Can I see your stamp?
No. I did not bring that with me.
Okay, well, we're going to start out with Protest 313, which is Mr. Parrish here.
Do you want to do the consent agenda?
The approval of the
quick,
minutes.
And then we'll...
Approval of the minutes.
I don't have... Is this... Where did we go? Yeah, here it is.
No.
No, there's
no, that's
the
last minute.
So many trees floating around here.
There is. Okay, we'll need approval of consent agenda items. Approval of the previous July 5th, 2016 minutes.
So moved.
Got a motion by Tony Gomez, second by Dick McNair. Joan, you want to call roll?
Scott.
Yes.
Dick.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Okay, new business.
Okay.
We're going to move on to Jeff Curry, assessor, to present a report of clerical errors for the board's approval.
Is he going to be here?
Yeah.
He just went to his.
He'll be
right. We'll come back to that if he has them available.
Okay, you want to move on to B then? Board to review property valuations protests by considering all papers relating to the protests and the findings and recommendations of the referee, and may make the order recommended by the referees or any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referees, or may hear additional testimony, or may set aside such findings and hear the protests anew. Must have been an attorney who wrote that. Okay. I guess that means we can go into the Mr. Parrish.
313. I guess what I need is a definition of riverfront property. What is riverfront property? And how do you determine what it is? And how it falls into what neighborhood you're in?
Can we look at this here first so we can get
okay.
an idea?
Okay, let's go through. You got pictures of his property there, Joan. Bless you.
Thank you. Am I in the way of anyone?
No, you're okay.
He states it's not for this one.
Okay, there's a road. What's it say? There's a road in front of the house, in front of it. Why does the fair lot tax go up and for the lot and the house go down?
What's your address?
405 River Road.
You're down in Jackson, are you there? No?
Right, right in Dakota City.
Right here
right
in Dakota City.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota City.
So there's a, well, you, your house isn't right on the river, and there's a paved road in front of your house.
That is, that is a dirt road, gravel road.
Gravel road.
Yeah. My house is on the other side of the road.
You live by Larry Stinger?
Yeah, he's right behind me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that I'm correct on this. Your previous 2015 was 26,175, and it went to 27,820. Is that correct?
Okay.
So,
Jeff is here now if you want to restate those questions.
For me? I love questions.
Well, you're on the agenda for...
No.
Yeah, we're working on this.
He wants
now,
a definition of riverfront property.
Sure.
What is your definition of riverfront property? Because his property, and I know that area down there, it's fairly heavily treed. I don't believe, do you have access to the river from, you own property along the river then?
Just where my house is.
Just where the road, you don't own the riverbank? Any of it?
That is a Corps of Engineers. We do not pay taxes on that, no.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I had to take that phone call, but was I right on my numbers? So, yeah. So 26,175 and then went to 27,820, is that right?
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
But the definition that I would use would be access to the river. It's not just the sight line, but it would be, from the assessor's office opinion, it would be access to the river. If you were able to have a boat dock down there, things like that would give you... Now, there is a road there, and I think the conversation point is one of economic. Because if you go down the river to, like, Mr. Olson's place... They can have a family picnic in the backyard and everybody can walk right down to the river without having to cross the street. These folks, to go to their patios and their decks, have to cross the city street. So I think it would sell different maybe because of that, which is an economic, potentially, impact.
And being you brought Olson's up, I'm at $1.50 a square foot. Mr. Olson is $1.06, and he does not have a road in front of him. He's plain riverfront. I'm paying more than he is with a road in front of him. And there's four houses right in line with mine that are the same way. And I don't understand why there's such a gap difference.
Well, there's $1,645 difference between last year, 2015, to 2016. And, wait a minute. Right. To the recommended 27,820. I would say that myself, I just stay with the 2015 value. 26,175, because I really don't think there's any merit to, unless you have a dock and you can something you can walk right down and get in your boat to the river. And
there is a dock there, but still, that is not riverfront property with a road between me and the river.
Correct. So you don't actually own that frontage.
No.
What do you think, guys?
So you went over the 2015?
You're talking $1,645.
And the referee recommendation is $2,700.
Well, now wait a minute. But let's go back to that $1.06 compared to a $1.50. Where is that? Why is that?
That's a good question. You'd have to ask Mr. Curry that.
And there's another property just down from me. He's getting a $1.71. And I don't know what more property.
Well, it has. It all has to do with square footage and what your house is like, if you got a newer home, or
what year, buck 50?
Well, actually, bringing that to light, what Mr. Olson did at $1.06 a square foot, if that's a factual deal, then his value is too low.
Okay, then there's another one. There's a house just like ours, down further towards that north part of town. His house is on the other side of the road, and he's a 55 cents, and he can go across. So there's
he's a 50. A buck 55 or 55?
No,
55. There's
neighborhoods. There is a neighborhood of Old Dakota City that's 55 cents is what it sells for a square foot. Riverfront sells for $1.50 a square foot, and I forget the other break.
Oh, which one?
Yeah, but I would...
A Broyhill would be the next one at $1 or something.
To me, and this is my assumption. Mr. Parrish does not have riverfront property. Now, if his house did, if that road did not exist and he mowed clear to the edge and he owned down to the river, then he would be considered riverfront property.
I would be glad to do that, but that is my argument. And
now, when you go to Jackson, those people have riverfront property because their house is here. There's no roads in between them, and they go clear to the river. I think there's a break there. I think that we need to come up with a determination.
That's where I think if you drive down there, there's all private property signs, no trespassing, and stone walls. There's very beautiful decks down there to the river. Not saying Mr. Parrish has one, but the fact they're posted as private property and no trespassing means something too.
So
I agree with you in the sense, that's why I was calling it an economic depreciation, because they can't grab their family and walk to the river without having to cross the road. So I think it would sell less than somebody that could walk all the way across the grass of their backyard right to their dock. But there are docks down there. They're not for public use. They're private docks. So that's where the definition of riverfront. And I'm open to changing that. I mean, you go county to county, everybody has a difference. Some of them, if you can see the water, it's waterfront. But we're definitely open to changing. We just got to make sure we stay equalized and treat them all.
That's my question. Do you feel that we're not equalized with Olson's being at 106, mm-hmm. one guy being at 55, one guy being at 170, you're at 150?
Right. And they're in the same neighborhood, 17.
Well, they're not in the same neighborhood.
17 is $1.50. 55 would be probably neighborhood 14.
Well, wait a minute. Olson is 17. I'm 17.
Okay,
he's a buck 6. I'm a buck 50.
And it could be if he has a larger lot, there's breaks. It might be $1.50 for the first 15,000 square feet. Then it might go down to 75 cents up to the next 22.5. Then it might drop again. So you're still equalized, but a larger lot, there's breaks built. And I'm not saying that's what it is. I'd have to look at Mr. Olson.
Yeah,
that's a standard appraisal practice there. But
I know where Steve is, and I know he puts up with a lot of traffic for the boat ramp because I think pull up and they back in and
Steve
all
does.
That there.
Oh, yeah.
So he does put up with a lot of stuff.
And Doyle does too. Those four houses on that road, that gravel road, there's a potholes. When you drive down it, you better idle because it's rough.
Yeah.
And I've been, because that's the boat ramp I use too, and there are constantly people going in front of their house, dusting them out.
This is Gary's book 6.
That's why I'm saying there's probably something there that needs to be done.
But there's four houses right in line with me that are on that same site.
I think it's five because Doyle has two. I think that other one's vacant land and then the one next. So you actually have two parcels on that road.
Correct,
right?
Yep. My house and then an empty lot.
Well, we need to make a decision, guys. What do you want to do? Do you want to go back for review and review Olson's and all them? Or do you want to make a decision on Mr. Parrish's right now?
Can I say something?
Sure.
I think the whole riverbank needs looked at from where Craig Broyhill lives all the way through. Because nobody's the same. I mean, there's some the same, but bucks 6 to
Yeah, there's a big variance.
Well, 35 cents to a buck set.
There's a big variance there, that's for sure.
And I'd be glad to go to the 55 cents.
I bet you would.
We can just stamp that today.
What do you think, Jeff and the tax guys here? I mean, what do you guys think that we should
do? Well, Jeff, is Olson's in a different neighborhood?
No.
No, they're in 17. I don't know. Doyle has the paperwork.
And there's no road in front of Gary and Vicky's house.
Well, can we look at that record card for Olson's or something?
Yeah, here. Why don't you let Ron take a look at that.
And I don't.
That one's Olson's, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this one's Olson's. Okay.
17. And if you want to see the other one,
your neighbors aren't going to be happy with you.
Well, they're not happy now.
Yeah, because 17 should be.
Well, you're not here for the 1645. You're here for the equalization part of it, right?
Is that
a fair statement or not? I mean, are you?
You want the neighborhood to be equalized.
You're not here because it went up $1,645. You're here just because everybody
else.
I'm
here for both.
I mean, and you have the right to be. Mm-hmm.
So, are you saying
that we're getting overcharged? And I think it's way out of whack. From one to the other. And we're in the wrong neighborhood. They got us in 17. We should be in 15.
Yeah, Olson's is 1.06 acres. So after their first 20,000 feet, it drops down to a dollar.
Was it 50,000 square feet into an acre, roughly?
43,560. So that's
where Olson's getting his break at.
Yeah.
All that area over that first acre, basically.
So everybody pays the same $1.50 up to a certain square foot.
So the person that's paying $1.70, is that person in a different neighborhood?
Well, yeah, because there's nothing that should be at $1.70. That one there sounds to me like that person. Hopefully they protest it. Because the highest, I think we have...
Here it is.
Thank you. $1.50, $1.55, or $1.25 in Dakota City. $1.70 is...
And here's the 55 cent one that's got the road in front of it.
Whose property is that?
Steve Larson just bought it a while back. And there's other homes.
I think he's got well over an acre, too. So he's probably on that neighborhood 17.
1.71 acres.
Yeah, so that's why.
My deal is we're in 17. We're in the wrong neighborhood. We should be in 15.
So, you guys aren't in Broyhill then? Because I think I talked to
you.
We are
in Broyhill Edition. So,
but you are. Oh, okay. That's
what difference does that make?
Broyhill, that's all based on market for sales. Broyhill has a different sell value, so Broyhill's in its own neighborhood.
Okay, you go north. You got a house down there that's selling for $778,000.
Yes, that.
There is not a house down by me that's going to sell for $778,000.
No.
You have another house that's probably, without naming names, $300,000 down north. You cannot say Broyhill Edition is top of the market.
It's not. That's the North houses are. They would be in 17. Broyhill would actually be in 14. So instead of $1.50, they're like $1.25. So if we moved you to Broyhill, it would bring your land value.
I am in Broyhill.
We have you in 17.
Right.
But if you're in Broyhill... Then that way, if you were moved to Broyhill, then you would go to the $1.25.
And Broyhill's 15.
Yeah, Broyhill would be neighborhood 14.
14.
Yeah, and that would be $1.25 a square foot.
So what do you want us to do, Doyle?
Well, I want you just to look at this and figure out why it goes from what it goes to up to why it goes to. And the other thing is, I am not riverfront property.
I agree.
Should we do what you just said? I'm 17 now.
Yeah, which is riverfront, which is the highest in Dakota City.
Okay.
Should we have Jeff and everybody look at? What are you thinking?
Well, I think we need to make a decision on what we want to do with 313 for Mr. Parrish, and then I do think that Jeff needs to review that riverfront property from start to finish down there.
Can we make a decision on Doyle's without him reviewing everything?
We can. Because that's
would that be the right thing to do, or should we review everything first?
We're here for his protest, 313 and 312. And then the equalization part of it needs to come out of the assessor's office. Because that's something that we will review after they give us a determination.
The only thing
that we can take action on right now are these protests that are here, and we're working on 313. So we need to act on your protest, and that's where we're at.
Okay, but what about the other four houses that are right in line with mine?
Okay. Now that you've brought that to our attention, these guys are going to have to review that, and that might not come up till next year. Very likely that nothing will happen until next year on those, because we're dealing with a protest period right now, and by statute we're held to this.
If it's a clerical error, then they can change it.
And they can also send out a notice to those people that have those clerical errors and give them another window of protest.
They can't come in tomorrow?
No.
Time's up. Did they already put protests in? I know Ken's one of the four.
Yeah.
So
they got protests in.
And they'll be on
your list, right?
On a list. Okay. And if they want to come like you have, they can.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Yep. Yeah.
So can you do this? Can you hear their side of the story before you make any decisions? And then maybe everybody can be on the same boat page? Or
I don't believe we can.
Okay.
We can't, because there again, we're held by statute, and we're held by a time frame, and all this stuff has got to be turned into the state.
So there.
One other thing you can do is that if you're not happy with the decision we make today, you can take us to Turk.
Okay. Yeah. There is another step.
You can go to Turk.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to go through all this. You're going to talk to me, and hopefully they come in. You talk to them. There is still a way that this can all be come back the same way it is. I mean, I'm a $1.50, my neighbor could end up being $1.25.
That's correct.
So you're not gaining.
The only way we can gain value is if, like, now that you've brought this to light, now these guys will go back and they'll check the records. And if those people are lesser, and in that area now, I'm sure that they're going to check them. Next year, they'll be equalized. The Board of Commissioners, we do not have the authority that they do. They bring us the recommendations. And then, like today, you brought your protest here. And now that I've come up with the assumption you do not have riverfront property, my question for you is, are you happy with your 26175?
So my 26175.
That's your requested amount.
That's the previous 2015.
That's your 2000. That's what you were before the raise to 27820. That's where the commissioners, the Board of Equalization, has the authority to roll yours back to that number.
Where are you at on?
Right here. We're at 313, which is right here.
Where's that?
Okay. Here's
Jeff, will you give me that?
Sure.
It's got to be 27, right here. This is what you were at last year. Right?
Are you looking for your land? Which part? Are you looking for your land?
Yeah. He's requested.
Oh, this is his house. We're talking about just your land. Well, is that in here too somewhere? Oh, here we go. Right here.
Yeah, right here. Yeah, right here.
He wants 26,175.
And right here was yours, 26,175, which you were the prior year.
Yes. But that's still at the $150. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right, but that is what
We can do.
That's what we can do.
Yeah. I do not like the $150.
Okay. What's the Board of Equalization want to do here?
If I'm understanding your...
Right. We have the authority to roll back to where you want to be. Do you want to be a $106? Of course.
Yeah.
You'd like to be 55.
I'd like to be 55.
But that ain't going to happen. Because we got to keep it. We got to keep it fair. Referees?
Well, it's my understanding that you pay the same amount per square foot as your neighbor down the street for what you've got in land, for what he got in land, but he got discounted for having more land than you did. So it looks to me like you did pay the same up to that certain point, and then he got discounted for having a greater piece of land.
If you both had the same amount of square footage, you both had the exact same value.
That's where his lower per square foot is coming in for him having a larger piece of land.
Because the first acre is
20,000 square feet.
20,000 square feet
is charged at the same rate for everyone.
Right, and then after that, it's a lesser rate.
Yeah, after that, you'll get a discounted rate for having such a large piece of land.
If you put my two properties together, what do we come up with?
That might be a way to look at. You might go over that 20,000 square feet.
That's your house.
Just a lot.
And then that's the lot. So you got 15,000. That'd be 15,000 plus 27,820. So he'd hit that next dollar. What is it, $1.50 down to a dollar or something, I believe?
But you have two legal descriptions there.
You're correct, right?
Yeah,
we could do it next year.
I mean, individual.
If he gave me in writing that it was okay for me to combine them, I could combine them next year.
And which would give you the dollars of lesser value. So, we need to make a decision, guys. Well, I need a recommendation, and we need a motion.
Recommendation for the, I would like to make a recommendation for the 26,175 that was taxable in 2015.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony Gomez. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Okay, we got protest 313. We've got a recommendation to stay with 26,175.
Right.
Do you want to call roll, Joe?
He wants to go to Troy.
We're doing roll call one at a time?
Well, or do you want to do it at the end? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it at the end. So
you have to have a roll call.
After everything, one? We can't just set all the values and then make an emotion that...
We'll make note of it at 26,175.
That's your call.
And we will, at the end of the protest deal today, we will make it... We'll have that in there. You good with that? So let's move on to your next one, which is 312, which has a recommendation of $228,350, and the prior was $211,465. And this must be your house.
Thank you.
John, you want to scroll back just a little bit?
Yes.
I was reading this comment.
It's not riverfront property.
Okay.
Not consistent.
112 should be on top.
How many square foot is the house?
I didn't see it.
The house is sub 1855.
What's the recommendations from the referees?
We have to flip his house around before he loses his roof.
Recommendation.
We're going to have a functional problem.
Recommendation was 228,350.
Yeah.
$228,350
is the referee's recommendation. Your value last year was $211,465. So,
Bill, if you went to put that house on the market, what would you put it on the market for? Everybody, you know, I've asked hundreds of people over the last month of that question, and everybody knows kind of what their house is, what you would sell it for. Okay? And if you told me no, he wouldn't know, you're lying to me. I mean, that's what I tell people, because everybody has an idea of what their
what
house is.
What they would like to ask.
Absolutely.
So do you believe we have that your house is overvalued at $228,350?
Me, knowing where it's at and where the location is, I couldn't imagine you would be able to get that kind of money out of the house. My opinion.
One sold just down the street from me for $260,000.
$260,000?
Yeah. So
I would say you're in the ballpark then.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
Let's do with
okay.
The referee recommendation.
All right.
And besides that, I'm not here to lie.
Right.
No. And I'm not. But I'm just telling you the examples that I've been, you know, and I ask people. You know,
yeah.
And believe it or not, I firmly believe that some dollar amounts are out of whack, but I think that the county has been a little bit behind, you know. Well, I mean, meaning a little bit behind on valuations, where I think all of a sudden the big jump has taken place, where probably where they need to be, you know, the bulk of them, and people are kind of shell-shocked, I guess is what I'm saying. But, I mean, I think 228 myself, the 228,350.
I think it's better, you know.
So, did we go from a different neighborhood then? From 17 to something else?
No, it's the value. So, you're still, is your house, it should say on it, is it in 17? It should be in 17.
Sure, it's in 17.
Yeah. So that neighborhood would still stay on there, but the board's value would be changed in BOE file. So you're at the end of the year on your tax list, you would get that amount. And I think, if I understood the board correctly, I think as far as your neighborhood goes, that's still. I think they tasked my office to go back and review that. If I'm correct.
You got that done. That.
Okay. Well, we're just going to stay with the referee's recommendation, and I may note of it. So,
okay.
And Doyle will take a look at all those other ones. That's all we can do.
Yeah, and just remember that it's not
not
equal. They're not equal.
Equalized. Yeah.
Correct.
Sure.
Right.
We understand that.
So,
okay. Do what we can.
Well,
thank you, Doyle.
So then, the other people should come in.
They want to.
Craig. Because Craig's already done, though.
Into the protest.
But, yeah, if they come in and they have a concern,
do they got to come in and order? Show up?
If they had a protest this year, then they're on a list to come in here. But What will happen now is that we'll work this list that we have of current protests. Next year, they will send them out their values, and if there's a change, they'll have another protest period, and they'll pin in, it'll start all over again next year. So they're, we're by statute, state statute, and it's frustrating for us too, because there's a lot of things that we would have liked to thrown out. We'd like to throw the whole thing out this year because it was such a mess. But by statute, we can't. And then, but the only other thing you can tell your neighbors and yourself is that you can go to Turk. If you're not happy with this value or the other values that are set, you can protest clear to Turk.
Well, I think one other neighbor wants to come in.
So yeah, that's fine.
Good. And they can come in and talk to Jeff.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Okay,
you
thank
bet,
you.
You bet, thank Doyle. You. Okay, we're going to go back. We've got those two are corrected for Mr. Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back to Slavin's. And do we want to do these one at a time?
We have to.
Okay. It looks like the previous value was 7530, and it jumped to 23710, and that must be a land issue.
If you can see that they have them all marked land, and then the mobile homes. So I think the quickest way to go through these is figuring out exactly where they're at and what how many acres they have. And I think we can kind of base it upon that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is that kind of what we've
done? We need to give them each a fair shake. You know what?
Well, I understand.
Yeah. Because we got one here that's a land that's 10,460 went to 46,590. That's a hell of a jump.
Okay, so this person has 2.57 acres.
Okay. 2.5. How many acres? Seven?
2.5.
Oh, 2.5.
Seven. 7.5 acres times...
Well, Ron, at that, I'm going to lean on you guys pretty hard right here. What is your recommendation, and why are we at such a variance on 75 to 23?
Which one?
The first Slavin's, 112.
The very first one, the 112.
This is rural res, isn't it? Yeah, rural area. 45.
Well, it's on Highway 35. It's the Slavin's I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
We have the first acre at $12,000, and the second acre is at $10,000. And after the second acre, we go to 3,000. That's based on sales. That's all it is.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it's probably
we've been doing 10,000 an acre roughly. All the other ones that we've been doing,
right?
Jump up to 20. We've been moving them to 10, so 2.5. That's right in the ballpark.
Okay, let's move. Then we're good with the 23,710.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to Hines. He's got two of them here. And it looks like they were at 5,000 each. They went to 10,000 each. And those would be I know where these are. I know where these two Hineses are.
Is that an empty one?
Well, his house is on one of them, and the other one's an empty lot. And I'm thinking 8 in that area.
How much land is there?
5.
Half an acre?
Because, and I'll tell you, it is not a really nice area. It is not. You're in a mobile home area. A lot of them are not real well kept. Some of them are. But I think it might be a skosh high.
At $10,000, you mean?
I don't think it's too far off.
Each parcel is a half acre.
Right. Right at the end of my lane. You know where you turn off the golf road and back up in there.
Oh, that's where.
Yeah, it's on Gulf Road. You know where Matt McGinney lives right there on the corner of Dove Trail. It'd be the next two lots to the west. It's got a big brick house on one of them.
Okay, I know where you're at. Now I do.
But a half an acre is worth $10,000, do you think? Just an empty land.
That'd be $20,000 because that's a half an acre.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's $20,000 because it's a half an acre on each one of them.
I think the only thing I would mention to you guys on this one is it between, if you go down Gulf Road, what Salzgiver's doing with his new platted area and Robinette, I guess it might be skewed with where the new houses are going. This isn't a new house area. This is trailers.
So, well, and then you got Billy Collins that's just to the west of him.
Yeah.
And he's got a trailer that should be tore down.
Yeah.
And another one that should be burnt. And behind it he's got... And then in behind Carl's place is another couple of trailers back there that are decent. They're livable, but they're not... If I was going to buy a half acre to build a home on, it wouldn't be there.
and I think that's what...
What neighborhood is this, you know?
We don't have this is outside city limits. This is 28. Neighborhood 28. So some of anything over an acre, you know, would have that new break.
Right.
But I think this, because of their environment, this is something maybe where Billy... Because I have his on my desk, where all those trailers are. It's worth all the sales, because there's a lot of sales to back that up, but they're where the new homes are. This particular area, maybe we could put a functional or an economic on it, because, Rex, if a guy was going to go out and buy a half an acre lot to put a house on, you wouldn't buy it in the middle of this area.
Are you talking about this area or the whole subdivision?
Just this. It's not even a subdivision. I don't think there's
or
a
subdivision. It's called King. Yeah. It's called...
Just these few.
There's a cluster of them right there.
It was called King's Edition at one time.
Belonged to it.
It probably still is King's Edition.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I'd have to look on her.
So anyway, guys, I'm thinking in the neighborhood of the referee's got $10,000 an acre. I'm thinking that. I think five is probably pretty doggone close to where it should be.
He's at 5175.
Right. So I'm thinking if we went 7500.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think it'd be reasonable if we were 7500. I mean, yeah. But not,
let's do that. 7500 on both of those parcels. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you, if you enter that factor on it, does that change it?
Well, the reason I bring that up is just from an equalization standpoint, because they are in neighborhood 28. It's a big neighborhood, tons of property, and they're all equalized. I'm not sure, Ron, but at the 20 or 10 or whatever it is an acre. When we adjust these guys, then we take them out of equalization, unless we can leave them in neighborhood 28 and maybe adjust that way, so we don't hurt equalization. But end up with the same value without hurting equalization, but I'd have to talk to Ron and... Okay. Joe, let's see if that's even a possibility.
Let's go to 222, okay. Which is Montgomery.
It went down.
It went down, so I would say that one there is probably...
Referee's recommendation?
Yeah, go with the referee's recommendation.
Okay.
And then let's go to 261, which is Gill. Land has a shed. David W., it went from 935 to 4,340. So that's got to be...
How much land?
Is that Dave Gill's out at in South Sioux City?
This is Montgomery.
Okay, that's Montgomery.
Did you make a decision on that one?
Yeah, it went down in value. Went, the previous year was 10,017. 10,710, and the referee is recommending 9,720.
He requested
But we go with the rest of the recommendation.
Well, either that or we go with the 10,710. Is that what he wanted on his land? No.
Yeah. Requested value is higher, $1,000 higher.
Oh. I don't know if he meant to do it that way, but he did.
Well, you have to go with what he...
And the referee recommended
not. Let's go with the referee's recommendation at 9,720.
There you are.
Good deal.
Okay, let's move on to Dangus 271.
No, we're on Gill.
Oh, we're on Gill. Okay, Gill, which is... 261 is Gill. Then we went from 935 to 4,340. So that must have been an area deal plus a larger parcel of ground, or what was going on there?
Is that a chat?
The protest, Jeff, we don't have any of the printouts on here. We don't. What neighborhood?
I don't even recognize this one.
Well, is that out in Jackson? What's the address on it?
It's in 2029.
Oh, I know where that's at. Roll that back up. That's right behind my place. That's that's David Gill. There's a single trailer house there. And that is in this area where Carl Hines is at. That's where the trailers. Bob Kilberg is the place in front of him. It's a rental property. And then Salzman owns the building and stuff back in there.
Yeah, that'd be $20,000 an acre, 20 hundredths of an acre, 4,000, right?
And I mean, if this one is every...
Point two.
That's over an acre.
No.
Point two.
Not even a quarter
of an acre.
So at 20,000
an acre. Well, 20,000 times point two is 4,000. That's where it's from. Oh. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. If without the trailer on it, a bare lot like that, he wouldn't have any trouble getting 4,300 out of it. Because you got Hines at 7,500, and he's got up on the front. By Gulf Road. So I would say we'll stay with the referee's recommendation on it.
Okay. You know the land.
Okay, 271 is
Dingus,
and that's Jackson. And they went from 9,035 to 64,000. There's got to be something wrong there, because I know where Ken lives, and if this is out where he lives, I would hard press to see that his land would bring 64,000. How many acres is it?
3.2. That's $20,000 an acre.
Nah, that's way off. You got to roll that back. And if farm ground out in that area isn't even bringing 10 anymore,
no,
bringing 7. He's back in the woods. He's and actually in behind his house got crick. Back in there, you know where Ken lives.
Yeah.
Go to the ethanol plant road.
Yeah.
This is rural area, rural.
Rural. Tree. He's got trees all over. There's part of it you couldn't even build on.
No.
No, I'd say you're way off base there.
It's a cool setting, though.
It is nice down in there. Yeah, it is. He's got a nice area. But is it worth 64,000?
No.
20,000 an acre? Here again, I'm thinking... 10,000 an acre, which would roll it back to 30,000. What? 30,000.
You know, I don't know how many clerical errors that we have that people are going to come, you know, that have been dropped, but we're going to go backwards on our 6%. I guarantee it on our valuations. We're going to go backwards.
Oh, there's not even a probability on it now.
We're going to go backwards.
Oh, yeah. If we're not halfway there already. Yeah, and we still got 300-400 more of these to go, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in all fairness.
Well, I know all fairness is fairness, but I'm just saying with all the ones that dropped, if we don't get them back to where they need to be, You know, well, the ones that were 90,000 and went to 50,000 or whatever the case may be. The ones that dropped all around by the South Sioux High School and the schools that dropped anywhere from 15 to 20, 25 grand. If we don't get them back to where they're at, we're in trouble.
Yeah. And a good example of that is what Parrish brought up here. If Gary Olson and Vic wanted to sell their place and they wanted to sell it, what we had it assessed at, I'd buy it right now and I'd double my money.
Yeah, I'd have it for sale sign here before they inked right on my check.
Yeah, right.
Not a doubt in my mind.
The reason why, there was a lot to the north of this that was for sale, and Vic says nobody's going to have that lot. They bought it. That's the reason why they got more acres. Nobody was going to.
Yeah, I didn't want any. But okay, but we're let's get back to business.
Dingus,
We're on Dingus's, and we're with his previous value was 9,000 for the 3. What acres, Joan?
2 something.
Three.
No, it's 3.
Yeah, 3.2.
3.2.
So roughly almost a quarter of an acre. So last year he was at 935 for all 3 acres, which 64,000 is way too much.
It is no. Yeah.
So.
Where's this one at?
It's up on Knox Boulevard, past the gasohol plant, about a mile and a half.
Down for that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's out there. And there's no real water, there's no sewer out there, no nothing.
Nothing.
What neighborhood would that be in? That's not in 28, is it?
I don't know what it's in.
It looks like this. Knox shouldn't be in 28, but that's a neighborhood 28.
We don't have that print out, Joe.
I'm going to recommend $32,000 instead of the 64. Go with 32. That's 10,000 an acre.
And that land out there is only about $7,000 an acre at the present time. So.
Oh, it's ag.
Yeah.
Well, he's down there, and he's got some pasture, and he's got some horses and stuff down in and around his place, you know. My brother, just to the west of there, has got a farm, and it's all pasture, cattle in it and stuff. Otherwise, we're going to go back to Cramper Lake, and we're gonna have to revisit all that, because we lowered some of those over there along there.
Right.
I think we already got.
I can't help it, but
if we're going to do 64,000 to this guy, we're gonna go back.
But it's not the way it's worth it.
No.
64,000.
Well, if he wanted to sell it in the area, you got to have 5 acres out there. So he's screwed for selling.
To build a house.
Huh?
To build a house.
To build a house.
Yeah, 5 acres.
So that's where he's going to be in a pickle.
I agree with you.
We're still on Dingus?
Yeah.
Let me figure on Dingus.
32,000. 10,000 an acre.
Kind of what we've been doing here.
I can see your point, Scott, but realistically, knowing the piece of land, it's not worth the money. I mean, it is.
Okay.
You want to build a house in that instance, you've got to have 5 acres.
Lieber Pastor.
If you disagree, do you want to vote on it? To set it?
Okay, so I think Ron's made a point. If we're changing something, we should vote on it right then if we change something. So then,
just in case one of you guys doesn't agree.
Yeah, in case somebody does not agree. Does that make sense?
You have to have a roll call on each one. That way you have a chance of not to vote.
That's true. I think that
makes sense. Okay, so Rick and I can tell you what to do. So let's
handle it this way. If we come to one that one of us don't agree on, then we'll vote on it at that time.
The chair.
Okay. Otherwise, we'll do a blanket.
Or is he saying if you don't take the referee recommendation, we have to vote?
If that is the case, if we're doing that, we need to go back to Doyle on his 313, because we went back to 26175, and I would not agree with that, because I think there's too much red tape there. So if we want to vote on one, that's the one we need to vote on, because I would not agree with that one.
That's why we have to do this on every one for that reason.
If there's a reason, if we don't agree on one.
Right.
Okay. Not to make it complicated, but that's just the way I feel.
All right.
It is complicated.
Then,
more complicated than what it is.
It is.
State your reason.
Because I just think that there's, I mean, the reasoning is, I mean, you got one person that, I understand the 106 and the difference in the land, and he's, and there's one person that's at 55. I mean, it just no sense. And I think the assessor's office even said they need to go down through there and take a look at it, you know, and figure it all out. So that's the reason why I was saying maybe we should look at this before we make a decision on, you know, because we might be cutting our throats with other people as well. I don't know. You know, is that, I mean, am I making sense at all or not?
As long as you have done by the 25th, you're fine.
Yeah. Okay.
You can postpone that. The actual
25th, the next day.
I don't know. I mean, that went on for 37 minutes, you know, and I'm in a barrel right now, spinning down the hill. I wasn't really for sure where he was going, where everybody was going, but whatever. I mean, that's just the way I felt about it, so whatever.
But, fine, let's go back to 313. Recommendation is 26,175.
I'm not trying to make things confusing, but that's just the way.
That's where we're at. Joan, let's call roll.
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
No.
Okay. Okay, and let's go up.
So who made the motion?
Tony made the motion on that at the beginning.
Okay.
Right. And I seconded.
Okay, now let's go to 201 and 202. Which is land, Carl Hines. The value, we are going to change that to $7,500 an acre on both of those parcels.
And we all agreed upon it.
We all agreed upon it. So.
I didn't even have that.
Done.
Do you want to call roll, please?
Even then, we need, if we change them, we need to make roll call?
Right. You should have.
Okay.
201, 202.
Okay.
Motion is to change those both to $7,500.
Who seconded it?
Rick's making a motion. I'm going to second it.
A motion by me or Rick, and second by Scott Love. I'll call roll.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to go back here to 312, which is Doyle Parish. And we agreed to go with the referee's recommendation, a 228,350.
Okay. So moved.
Got a motion by Scott Love.
Second.
Second by Dick McNairn.
Just a second. Where are we at? 312?
312.
Joe didn't make us do this, Ron.
What's that?
Joe didn't make us do this.
You didn't know the rule of the guy now.
Is he part owner?
Okay.
Yeah. You know a lot of stuff I don't know.
I made the motion.
I second.
Dick seconded it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
On Parrish.
On Parrish, 312.
To accept the referee's recommendation.
To accept the referee's recommendation, which is
$228,350. Tony? Yes. Scott? Yes. Dick? Yes. Rick? Yes. Okay. Definitely, y'all have an individual record of this, whether yes, no, whatever.
Understand.
Turk board wants to see that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we're going to go to 309, which is Lieber Pasture. Dean and Kelly, they were at $2,365, and now their pasture has went to $12,750. And is that per acre? How many acres are we talking? Not seeing it there.
You didn't complete your round. Do we need to do this on everybody you've talked about? We aren't done.
No, just the ones that we changed, right?
All right. I'd say that.
Can we change Dingus to 32?
Did we not?
Go back and do those. Yeah, we need to.
Okay. I'm just going to shut up and go into flow here.
Not your style. You won't do it.
I'm going to.
No, you're not.
I'm going
to. How many is this target? 12, right?
This is Lieber's Highway 12, yeah.
How many acres?
He doesn't have it written in his.
Is this across the street from you, Tony?
This is on Highway 12, way out there towards the.
Oh, way out there on 12, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is upside down.
There ain't no acres.
Yeah.
We need to know.
Huh? We got to know what the acres are.
Is the record card?
Nope, there is no record card on it.
We need to know how many acres are out here.
Unless it's on his other property.
If you get, I know, I'll go grab it. What's that?
160422.
160422.
160. Yeah.
Okay, well.
We are going to be here forever.
And ever.
And ever.
I thought we had those in here, all this record card like these.
Well, it just ain't that.
Well.
What is.
There again, I know where that's at just because I.
That looks more. That looks like a pretty good chunk of land.
It is. You're talking 20 acres there. Just from eyeballing what I.
Or we have to. We're going to find out.
Okay, let's go back to Montgomery and
Want
Gill.
Want to bet a buck on it?
Montgomery and Gill.
Okay, you're right.
You accepted referee recommendation on that.
Okay.
Both I'll make the motion.
So, Dick.
Second.
Tony Gomez.
Yes.
How about, so Slavens, yeah. Montgomery, and Gill, we're going with the referees,
right? We have to do them each separate, right?
Yeah.
So, did we do one on Slavens?
No, Montgomery.
No, I'm,
We want Joe back. Sorry.
I made a motion on Montgomery.
Okay, Tony seconded it.
And Tony seconded on Montgomery.
Dick.
You guys can do it if you want to. I'm just saying that's what should be done.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Slavens. Accepted the referee recommendation.
Okay, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Got a second by Dick McNair.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Okay, let's, have we done Gill?
No.
Let's go down to Gill. 261, accept the referee's recommendation of 4340.
So moved, yeah, second.
Got a motion by Tony and a second by Scott.
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, and then we're going, now we're down to Dingus, 271. We changed that from 64 to 32,000, which is 10,000 an acre.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott Love.
Second.
Second by Dick McNair. You want to call roll on that one, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Okay. Now we're back down to the Lieber pasture. A 3-0.
How many acres is that?
1.55 is what I believe I read on there.
1.5.
That's it?
Yep. Boy, I was off on that, wasn't I? You should have bet me.
1.55.
That's a $10,000 an acre area.
So that's an acre and a half on top of that hill. You know where that's at, Tony.
Yeah. Refer recommendation. Let's go.
Yeah.
And the second acre is right at 5,000. That's why it's not.
Well, I'm gonna go back to this. I'm gonna make this simpler. And Ron, I'm sorry, but what we're gonna do is we're gonna go through, and anything that we stay with on the referee's recommendation, we're gonna call make a blanket. Anything we change,
make a motion
that we don't agree on, we're gonna have a motion.
I can say you could probably do that. The only time you need to enter this, and when someone. Puts a new value in there.
Right.
To agree with.
Right.
That's,
okay.
That's the main thing.
So, okay, let's, the Lieber, so we're going to stay
that
there.
Makes sense.
Okay, Parrish was right with Ostrand. We are at 3,000, we went to 5,000, and that's got to be a land deal.
Inside the city limits, I would think, somewhere in the village of Emerson, I would think.
Right.
A lot.
Improvements have been made. Pine trees.
Where was he located at?
Oh, it's a beautiful lot. That Will?
Emerson
area.
The Will is worth the money, right?
Yeah.
It's an antique. It's something like that when you go to the rest of the
So, yeah, it's just a lot right inside of town.
It's just a lot there.
It's a lot, yeah.
Lot with sewer water.
I would guess, yeah. So.
Referee coming.
Go with the referee.
Yes.
Okay, Behrman, Kenneth Behrman.
Oh boy.
We're Hubbard. We went from 4,000 to 41,900. And he's got one, two, three, four, five parcels. And they looked like they all had increases.
What is hard? What is deep?
Now, a lot of this should be right on Highway 35.
Yeah, look at his
background.
He's got small parcels
of
land
all
everywhere.
He's got it's all.
He's got some in Dakota City,
right?
Any.
See, I think this is her Ken and Lynette's parcels here in Dakota City. Is what it looks like to me. They just sold one a little bit smaller than that for 51 last year. 51,000.
Right, they sold it to Denny McManigle.
Yeah, there's a history with that. Cause I think Garwood's on the other side of that road that just splits it.
Is this outside city limits?
No, it's still platted, but
it's city limits.
Yeah, it was platted as lots and blocks, which is why we just don't have acres on it.
Is it ag ground? Uses
it's being farmed right now. Yeah. Well, the part I think was it McManigle? I think we're just
at but it's right by Tyson.
Yeah,
and it's got rail through it.
Oh,
part of it is.
I know where you're at now.
Yeah.
Just as an idea, right down on that end of town as well, DeRusse's property, he has 7 acres out there. The city of South Sioux has a registered document where they've offered him $685,000, and they gave him $2,000 annually for first right to purchase. So the city of South Sioux is even buying first right to purchase up in this area. Not everybody's honest and registered like Mr. DeRusse did. But so there's plans out in that area. So it's, but it can't, that can't influence us. What has to influence a decision on this is equalization and what the sales show.
Mm-hmm. Now, the referees, you guys have reviewed these?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Yes, we looked at them and we looked at the ground and it was based on equalization as, and the numbers we came up with per acre.
Is that $20,000 an acre you come up with?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I would say you're pretty close.
Yes.
So we stay with, on those four parcels, do you want to stay with the referee's recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
On the five?
On the five. Okay, let's move on to 508, which is Bo Skay, Dennis, and Susan. And it looks like they were at 12,000, and now we're taking it to 20. And that's a land issue, too. And the referee's recommending 20,000. How many acres is it?
Sorry, I'm writing down the last.
That's all right.
Is it 0.988?
So it's almost one.
Yeah, almost 10 acres.
It's almost 10 acres?
No, one. Just one.
One acre.
Location is poor.
You know where it's at.
Daniels.
Right.
I'm staying out of this one. It's my brother.
Oh.
Is that right? Is that out there by the?
It's on Daniels Lane. It's right down the road from Pettit and the old Pettit building.
And there's his house right there, right?
Yeah, the metal roof and the house there. Yeah.
Okay, I know where it's at now. Okay.
Well, you know, we changed Monahan right across the road from him at $10,000 an acre. And they went to 20, you know? I mean, and I
well, we went to 10,000 on Danny's
right,
land.
Right, on his land. And Dennis is at 12,000 right now.
Right. And the referee's recommendation is 20.
And it's right at an acre of land.
So do you want to stay with the 12,000 you guys tell me?
Pretty good piece of property right I think staying at the 12 is, I mean, seriously, I mean, much, yeah. I mean, $20,000 for an acre of land is too much.
Make the motion, Scott. Go ahead. I'll second it.
Yeah, let's just leave it at the 12. I'll make the motion. Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay. We're changing that value to 12,000, or staying with the existing value of 12,000. And we got a motion by Scott Love and a second by Dick McNair to stay at 12,000. You want to call roll, Joan?
Rick?
Abstain.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Okay, Tuig. Looks like we're at 12,020 on that. It's a Jackson. It's 686. It's land.
How many acres?
Lots 5 and 6. 119 by 101 feet. Neighborhood 20, which is Jackson Residential. Dollar square foot.
Is that in the city with sewer and water and all that?
It says there's none. That's what they have down there. There's no electricity on lot. There's no water, no sewer.
It's just a bare lot.
But they have access to it, right? It's a city lot. Used a big lot.
Okay, I'm trying to... Oh, is that on... sure, that's on... we just paved that road, Winona Boulevard.
Yes.
Yeah. And then
they must live on Sarpy, huh?
Gill's right behind them. And they live on Sarpy, but that's
1444 West Sarpy.
Yeah, that's where they live. So there are lots inside Jackson.
That lots in Jackson. It's on Winona Boulevard. Leonard Gill lives right across the street from it.
I would think that lot's worth $12,000. What was the size of it? 119 by what?
119 by... Well... 119 by 101.
Well, let me ask you this. What are the lots selling for in Gill Addition?
Because that's over 20 up above in the hill where the new stuff is.
Where the new stuff is. Okay, so let's say we're going to stay with the referee's recommendation on 2 acres.
Yeah, 12,000.
Okay, so no change there. Let's go on to Gallup 708. James and Roberta, it's Dakota City. Went from 1735 to 2180, and it's land.
Why waste your time? Sorry.
This is the reason for that. Can you scroll down just a little bit more, Joan? What is the address on that one?
I just don't have one.
Area? That doesn't look. That's
so Lakewood Park.
The original beach.
Mills Beach down
out
in there.
In that area?
Erie Drive is there.
Rural subdivision, original beach.
Yeah, that's all of that down North Shore. That kind
North
of
Shore.
56 square foot.
Yeah, all of that got it's all the
same. I would say that we just leave that alone.
It's all right.
Stay with referee's recommendation on that. Okay, let's go to 763, which is Schramm Properties, South Sioux City. Went from 10,460 to 46,590.
What is it? House? Lot?
It must be. It's land.
Oh, it's next to the railroad tracks. That must be the Roundhouse Road.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, Because Pepsi's right over here.
Yeah, Pepsi's over there.
Pepsi's right over there.
And then just back up the road there. And I want to, hold on, roll back. That piece of ground right there that's the farmable ground just sold, and it sold for over, I want to say, 20 an acre.
There's so how many acres does Shrimp have there?
29,621 square feet.
So a little over half.
A little over half acre.
Yeah. And you got that half acre at 46,000. I'd say you're high.
It is high.
Yeah, I'd say you're high.
And that's based on $2 a square foot, not per acre.
Oh, that's one of the large lots in town.
That's right along the railroad tracks. And see that big white roof building right there? That's to the west of it. Mm-hmm. And that, it's, Gil's got a big lot there where he runs his paving stuff out of.
I don't want to be there.
I wouldn't give you $46,000 for that.
It's not worth it.
That little building right there that you're seeing just to the east of that, east of it there, is kind of a body shop, kind of a wrecking yard. That's not real sightly. You wouldn't have that current sale because that would be Bridgeport. That would have been Margaret Mitchell that owns that farm ground. You wouldn't have that sale because that just happened about 3 months ago.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah, that's too new because we wouldn't even be able to use that one for last year's or for this year's study because we have to stop September 30th of 2015 for 16 values.
What's referees want to do on that Shram property? Because at 46, it seems a little high.
It is high for the location.
If it went to an acre method, it'd be based off that 20, wouldn't it?
Is right. That how? Right. Yep.
So you're back to where it's at. It's a half acre.
I would say 23,000 would be in the ballpark. Half of what that recommendation is.
23,000.
How do we come up with that though? I mean, I guess if it's a half acre, you got farmland right beside it. I just want to make sure that.
Well, there are no utilities back there. They're there. They're close. Carroll and Watkins and them have utilities that would, which would be further west.
Can you scroll
further east?
Down one, Sean. I just want to see what I mean. I know where it's, or the other way.
The other way. See, right up there, you can see the edge of Carolyn Watkins' house, right there, right above that yellow line.
Right there.
She's got utilities, and the parcel behind it, there's nothing there, that's a horse pasture. And then those houses over on the north side of that blue line, they would have some utilities, but back there in that corner, there's nothing.
I'm just saying, if when Joan goes to make the minutes, how do we justify the 23 grand? Just because it went from 10 to 46.
I would say 23,000 would be unimproved. It's unimproved property. If it had improvements on it, I would say that you could probably justify the 46,000.
No, I understand. I just want to make sure that she knows how to do it.
And here's another thing. I wouldn't pay $46,000 and build a $200,000 home back there.
Nobody.
What is the access? I'm trying to manage the peg. It looks like the road's.
You know where the fire station is?
Yeah.
Okay. That street goes all the way through to the railroad tracks. If you if you wanted to punch it all the way through, but that street is not punched all the way through to the rail yet.
It just stops at where the body shop is.
Right.
Is this concrete right here?
No, it's gravel.
That's what I thought. Because the concrete stops at
Carol Watkins,
and then it turns and goes back to the south.
And that's gravel.
I agree with Rick. I mean, it don't worth that money. I don't know if it's worth 22. It's not worth that money.
23 to 30. You guys call it.
Yeah.
Where's the access?
The access is off of Dakota Avenue, and he has access there. You can see that little road that runs around there.
Is that the little two-wheel trail? Or no, I see the little
Yeah.
Off of where the gravel ends.
Yeah.
So it's limit. I mean, so unimproved and access could be just.
Who owns this here?
I think he does.
Trent?
Yeah.
Because he owns the duplexes up there.
Right, he
well.
Does.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. I think Wanda actually owns those. Charlie owns the other piece.
Right. I'll recommend myself
$30,000. $30,000?
Yes.
Okay, we've got a value change on that one to $30,000. And from 46 to 30, which the referee recommendation, that's SRAM property. So we got a motion. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Got a second by Dick McNair. Joan, do you want to call roll on that, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, so that one's done. Now we're going to move down onto the mobile homes. Do you want to handle them individually?
On the mobile homes, because it was a clerical error of a depreciation table,
yeah.
All of those, when I fix them, they are actually going to receive a brand new change of value notice in the mail, which gives them 30 more days to protest. So we really don't need to really address them, because they can I don't know unless somebody else. Because on the clerical, it's like a mulligan. It's a do-over. They get a new COV. On that, they get new dates, 30 days, and they can protest if they don't like the new value.
I'd say enter that into the record then on those mobile homes and be done with it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down through them by number, and then we'll just say that they're going to get clerical.
Yep.
Second. Work.
Sure.
Okay, so protest 157, 172, 236, 260, 308, 399, 491, 723, 727, and 731, and 746 are mobile homes, which are going to be revalued. That's my motion. As a clerical.
Second.
Yes, second by Tony Gomez. Whenever you're ready to fire, Joan.
Dick.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Tony. Yes. Scott.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a nice day.
What a blessing.
Thanks for coming.
I'm not done yet.
You got two more pages, Jack.
Okay, 107, Davis. Scott and Robin Hubbard. Looks like we were at 147 and went to 185, referee's recommendation.
I sold them this piece of property. They built this house on it. It's got a big swimming pool, underground swimming pool in the backyard. I don't know if that means anything.
Sure it does.
It's paving all the way around it. No paving off to it. It's a gravel, but I know this place real well. I asked her, I said, did you protest? She said, yeah, but I didn't go up to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
She said, I never went near. She said,
some people think that swimming pool is a lot of work to your property, yeah. But sometimes it doesn't, because a lot of people say, I don't want no swimming
depend
pool.
Depend upon who the buyer is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more buyers than
how big's the house?
There's 5 acres total.
5 acres?
Yeah.
It's worth it.
The basement is light form. The house come out of, I think, Estherville.
1568, the garage is 840, it has a little... Yeah.
185?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to stay with the referee's recommendation on that?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with it.
Let's move to Dwayne and Nancy Johnson, South Sioux, 163-290 to 177-645. I think that's a split foyer house, ain't it? There's
no ranch.
That's right. A ranch.
Around the corner, big ranch.
18th
Street.
Oh, okay. I know who they are now. Yeah.
And she works for the LEC.
Yeah, she works for the LEC. Dwayne's a part-time firefighter and something else.
Yeah.
Looks like it has a detached garage and buildings there, too.
No, but I'm 14,000. Not quite.
The Is that a comparable, or is that their house?
Oh, we need to reduce it. He's got a Nebraska flag.
I don't have a problem with that, as long as we have a reason.
Okay, this is what he's getting at here. This is his backyard. It's obviously his Interstate Apartments.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. That looks like a Joe Connolly deal.
Yes, it does.
Where is Evian?
Joe, he's a public or building inspector for South Sioux. He needs to go and look at that.
What's he have? Two? Does he have two garages in the back?
That's like a big shed. That's a two car, and then something pretty big behind it, it looks like.
There you go.
Better rip.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to stay with referee's recommendation. Okay, Dana L. Bring, South Sioux, 184-195.
Nice call.
I'd go with referee's recommendation
there.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Beckner, Edwin, Dakota City, 322-427. So that's out in, that's Dakota Flats.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, Dakota Flats.
Okay.
Yeah, he's right across from Donnie Pringer. Hippie's house is out there. That's the only Beckner I know.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right, Rick. I believe this is
3.5 acres.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's that twisted bent house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chunk your house, huh?
No. That big garage on the side.
He's got a car in that garage that's worth more than a garage.
Oh, my stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay with the referee's recommendation on that one.
Yep.
Masters, Todd and Lori. Looks like the
Todd Masters.
245 was the value the last time, and it's 45,890. Was the referee's? It didn't raise it much.
No.
Stayed with it. Right?
Stay there?
Yeah.
Okay. Another Masters. 12,055 went to 19,170.
He was complaining.
No.
120.
Number 150? 114. Or 126, and it. The referees recommended 214, 225, so that one's lowered. Yeah. Stay with referee.
This is the previous Masters where he was complaining about the land.
That's not.
No, wait a minute.
That's not the right one.
So we're at 117 we stayed with.
Yeah.
Now we're at 150.
Okay. Now we're at 150.
That's 118.
Oh. Yeah, 126 went to 214.
Went to 214. Oh, yeah. I see it went up a lot.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a house. This has got to be his house.
150, yeah. Let's see his house.
What do you think, Scott? He's got that compactor right behind his house.
He doesn't have a value field in, requested value field.
The land of 45,000. That's a lot of them.
Bigger size of it.
I can tell you something. You know, with his business, you know, him operating his business here and his lake or his little pond that he has here in his home, I don't know how big exactly his home is. I've been in it. And he built it years ago, and he's had, you know, just kind of dinked with it, building it. It's nothing special. Okay? I mean, it really isn't. From the outside, what kind of condition they have that house in?
Average condition.
Average. You know, it's...
He has no view.
We have the house at 146,000. You want to break it out that way.
Right.
So the house is at 146?
Yeah, and the land at 61.
How many acres is there?
4.72. 15,113.
He's got that drainage ditch that runs through there, too, down there.
It's a house, but it's not well-built, Scott.
No, it really isn't.
it worth 148?
Is it worth 146, the house? That's the, I need to separate those out. That land's really high value there.
I would think
or 148, I'm sorry.
I would think that the house is worth that. Like I said, it's, you know, where it's set, Matt, it's just in a very, I mean, the trash compactor is right in his backyard, mm-hmm. you know, and then he has his business with all that rock business right beside it.
I think his land is what's off.
That's why we need to separate those out a little bit.
And you, if the property
right there where his, right there where his salvage yard is, or his construction yard, there was a parcel of property that's 50 acres that lays just to the west of there, sold for $12,500 an acre 3 years ago.
That's about what this is valued at.
So you got his land about right then.
Yeah.
And I think his house is about right too then? 148.
Yeah. It's a mess. It's a mess over there. It'd take a lot of cleanup to get it to where it'd be saleable as a building lot. But it would sell. It would sell in that neighborhood, I would imagine.
For their money? 214.
You want to stay with the 214?
I say we stay with the referee's recommendation.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah. That's a good moment.
Okay.
Compliance and compliance.
That was 150, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go down to Stark. That's 158. Carolyn and James. Looks like 12,055 to 19,170. What was that, Joan? Was it 1 acre? No.
1 acre sold for 5,000.
Yeah. Carolyn and James, Dakota City.
Has a pole building on it.
Land again. It should have been. There's
a pool building too.
Oh, okay.
Can't see through trees. Must not be a good headache.
What's the address?
Oh, the sign is. Should be right there. Whoop, back up. Up a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of a land.
There you go. That's the old value, but we only have 7,000 on it now.
Yeah. Oh, so it got reduced.
Yeah.
So is this over on H Avenue?
It said that this one says 760 155th, but I don't know if that's where this is located. That's
so. 100 is this is just off of Highway 35, right?
There's no situs listed on it.
No.
Okay. Go back the other way, Joan, please.
They were trying to figure out where it was located.
Well, I'm trying to help you.
Okay.
All right. Wait a minute. Okay. Scroll up a little bit more down the other way. Keep going. See all those round bales?
Those are yours.
Those are mine. Okay. That is, right there is Boswick. Boswick Fencing is right there in across the road from the bales.
Oh.
Okay. And then you scroll up, and Emmett Albanish is up there. There's a fairly nice house right there. And then that starts, and then that was the old La Slanka place right there.
Yeah, that's
so. Okay. So that's where we're at. They got their land at 19,000. How many acres was it?
No, the land was at 12.
The land was at 12?
And the pole shed's at X amount.
So it's $12 an acre, that neighborhood.
Yeah, you're right. So 19,170 on that. Stay with the referee's recommendation.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll move on to 163. This is Kruger, Christopher, and Cassie. Looks like we're at 125,995. Went to 125,935. So actually reduced.
Kruger's a silver tonguer, isn't he? What do you do? Fair Oaks.
Oh, that's that little duplex he bought from Bucks.
It must have been a purchase or a recent purchase.
Yeah, there was two or three of those little duplexes that sold out there, and Tompkins Kruger bought one or two of them, and that's what he paid for it, I believe.
The 125,935.
Yeah, I think that's probably.
So we'll stay with the referee's recommendation there.
Yes.
We're getting the photo. Well, he brought it. Yeah, that's it. That's one of them. He got a good deal.
Yes,
one of those you wish it was listed so other people could have had a shot at it, but he's got two other sales out there at the same range.
Okay, so let's stay with the referee's recommendation on that one.
He had a banker's inside?
Oh, yeah.
160, let's go to 168, Hugenberger Revocable Trust. It's Emerson. Looks like it was 147 and went to referee's recommendation as 155,490.
$2.38 acres.
He's a half a mile east of Emerson.
Pretty nice place.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
All paved with the gravel all the way in.
That's a lot of paving.
Okay.
A lot of paving there.
Let's go with the referee's recommendation on that one. You guys good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to 170, which is Dave and Mary Heck, Homer. They're up on the hill by their brother-in-law, Bill.
Rolling.
$204,795 went up to $274,120.
What did it say, 2016?
Oh, 3.4 acres.
Wow.
Looks like the it looks like it was negotiated down from 340 to 274.
Yeah, I think I did this one. It looked like they had purchased a lot, and the lot was purchased for around 25, and there was a building permit on it for 250.
The other house is Bill's house, the yellow one.
Yeah, those are their comps.
Those are the comps that they presented.
Yeah,
trying to balance it to equalize.
Well, I tell you what, they don't want to put that house in there. Because that, you know who that is, don't you, Scotty?
Harris.
Kay Harris. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
he didn't protest.
No, he didn't protest. He doesn't want something.
He don't want you near his place.
So let's go with the referee's recommendation of 274.
267 for the lot. Yeah.
Okay, now we're moving on to 233, which is Jenkins Trust, Dwayne and Joyce Homer. Looks like we went from 201 to 229, which this is a nice place, too.
Yes, it is. Dwayne house or what?
Dwayne, it's the dad.
It's a brick home.
It's a brick home out there. Very nice.
Big closet. It's a great big.
Right on Blyberg?
Yeah. It's on the way to the O'Connor house if you want a bearing out there.
Well, still alive, isn't it, Dick?
Huh?
Dwayne's still alive.
Oh, yeah. He is.
See that big shed out there? That's a Morton building.
Referee recommendation.
Go with referee's recommendation.
I know. I'll tell him with that.
Okay, let's move on to 241 UTEC, Zachary and Alyssa, which looks like we went 119,910 to 136,765. And that's got to be in South Sioux, right there on.
Is that 29th
Street or not? No. It would be...
where are we at?
Oh.
UTEC?
Right down, yeah. Right down the road. Right down the road from Kawasaki.
241.
Oh. Is that that Southridge?
Southridge.
What's it say? What's the street?
Marsh. 324 Broadmoor.
Broadmoor.
Down by the high school.
Oh, yeah.
From awesome.
From Florida.
3 years ago, they paid $164,000 for it.
How much did they pay for it?
$164,000
3 years ago.
Okay. I'd say we need to stay with the referee's recommendation for 136. Okay, let's go down to 315, which would be Ostrand, Kathy and James Emerson, 52,870, and went to 56,155.
That's good.
The Ostrand was the one above that. There's two of them.
Yeah.
The first one was 74,885 to 76,6.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is. Yeah. So there's two of them. 74, 72, like Scott said. That would be 315 and 317.
Thank you, Master.
Well, there's a nice home.
How often do you get to update these pictures? Every 5 years, 6 years?
Every 6 years, they're supposed to be. What's that date on that?
Scroll back down.
10?
If you would, please. Doesn't that look like that house don't have a window in it?
Yeah, it looks like it's open, but it's not.
Porch? Oh, it's that porch. It was kind of a half bungalow, half craftsman style. They sited around the posts on their porch and created what appears to be an open picture window.
It looks like to me both of these no more went up a couple grand.
Yeah. All right, let's go with the referee's recommendation on those. Let's move down to Beach, 366 protest. Donald and Alice, South Sioux City.
What did we do with the other Ostrand?
We stayed with both recommendations.
Both of them. Stay with them.
You want to look at the picture of that one?
That was 317. Was 52 to 56.
They're two. They're the same people, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You want to go to Beach now?
366.
Donald and Alice. Which is 159,985 to 170,460.
We're dropping that cord open.
Yeah, it's right across.
You don't have to worry if you have mature age. You don't make
it off. You get a horse, my friend. I think I can.
Do you
have charge for a pool in it, too?
Yeah, if they're in ground.
Like Texas got an area. This one here has got a pool.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, that's what it shows here.
The pool is valued at $3,700.
Yeah.
We discount those quite a bit.
Is it above ground?
No,
in ground.
Yeah. There should be a picture of it right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. Okay.
We struggle with those because sometimes it helps with the sale, sometimes it doesn't with the pool. Some of the houses with pools tend to stay on the market longer because you're looking for a particular buyer.
Yeah, Southern California.
My wife wants to put one of those in, and I'm dragging my feet hard.
It's a lot of work.
Pain in the ass, aren't they?
If it isn't close, do it. But if it's not close, don't do it.
We'd be recording.
Okay, so we're going to stay with
true
the
record. Right.
Are
wrong.
We going to stay with on the beach? Are we going to stay with the referee's recommendation of 178 then?
Yep.
Okay. Let's move on to Kozan.
Gregory Coinsen.
Coinsen.
What?
Oh, Dana and Gregory Coinsen. 398. So that is down there by the tree dump in Dakota City, just down this way.
Oh, foreclosure sale, I believe. Yeah.
You go get by the hair place here. Go straight down the street all the way into the gravel and take a left, and that's where it's at.
Huh.
It went from 131 to 152, and I don't think you're probably out of the range
no.
there. It's a pretty nice place.
Okay. Let's go with the referee. Looks good.
Looks like you must have visited about it because you had it at 173. So let's stay with the referee's recommendation.
That's the house, right?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's looking home.
But, you know, it's hopefully if Dakota City gets their streets paved, it'll be worth more.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like we're going to go the next one is 423, which is Goobles, Megan and Kenneth, Emerson. Looks like they went from 265 to 300,500. So they went up quite a bit. They must have a really nice place in Emerson.
I farmed this farm. I know it real well.
The house?
Yeah. Yeah. Todd DeBellis built it.
They bought it last April, a year ago April, for $300,500.
Yeah. It's a beautiful house.
That's what they paid for it?
$300,500, yeah.
Okay, let's stay with that on recommendation.
It's 3 miles, about 4 miles south of Everett.
Okay. Yeah. Kate and Keith Tye, we know where that house is on the Bluff Road there.
Yeah.
Looks like you visited with it, too. It went from 149 to 150, 149, 155 to 182, 805. Looks like it started out at
siding defective.
200,235. 182.
Oh, that's fine. It's up on the road. Yeah, that one should have a reduction. I bet though from the
river. Yeah, you did. You redacted that.
Yeah, it was reduced a little bit for the location.
Yeah,
I would think to stay with the 182.05.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Conley, Lynette, and Keith, Sausage City. Looks like we had a 181.170 to 185.
It's only $5,000 different. What the heck from the previous?
Not even $3,700.
No.
So. But it looks like it was at 226,555.
Right. It jumped to 226.
He lives out by me out there. I think it's a prefab home, I think. It's a nice home.
Okay, let's move on to 451, which is Madison.
If he's getting by for 185, I would reprotest mine. I got it.
Jimmy and Francis. Looks like we were at...
We won't let you do it.
124,490, and it looks like the referee wants to stay with the 139,375.
Who do you meet with? I got to figure out who you met with. I got to meet with that guy.
Where's that at, Scott?
Which one?
The one that we're on right now?
That's on Highway 77, just south of town, about 2.5 miles. It's on the west, on the east side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Madison.
Yeah.
He's got a shed up in the hill, and then.
2652 Hall Avenue.
Yeah, just now from Bob Jacobson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the building and everything at 139, it's probably all right.
Yeah. He'll chew on me with a wiggle up.
Okay, Lance, 452 is the protest. Ashley and Lance. Looks like it's 142,455. Went to 175,595. And then we reduced it to 165,615 as a referee.
Okay.
$24,000 difference.
And this one's right in that brawl division with all them new 25th, 26th Street down there. They're all kind of cookie-cutter houses. So that's kind of an easy one with all the sales over the last couple of years down there in that range.
So they're in that 166 range?
Yeah, they shouldn't have been at 177. They should have been brought down. I think they were. I think the referee brought them down to match the market.
Okay. Right. Let's go with the 166 then.
Okay.
Yakovich, 487 is a protest.
No.
Looks like he must live in Iowa, but he owns this home. Went from 149,665. To 268,715. Let's see what we got there and where this is at. Yeah.
Bend it out.
Oh.
Is this like a new, is it a construction new?
You might look at land value.
No.
The improvement's only 87.
Oh,
that's on Bennett Avenue.
Yep, you got the end one. He's in that neighborhood 28. His land went up 20,000 for every acre without a break.
9.06 acres.
So that's 180, roughly, to been.
Yeah. 180 for the land, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is one. I didn't know we were ready with him. Or would the referee recommend, or what were we doing?
Well, it looks like the referee wants it at 268,715.
Was this? I don't know, Ron.
We put in brakes since him.
Yeah. See, what I'm wondering is, I think Joe did this very early.
Yeah.
We've been collecting them as clericals. We weren't sure, and we. So this might be something we need to
review.
To review and go back and let us.
Okay, so let's do this. 487 will go into review.
Okay. We'll bring it back tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay, John, do it that way.
Got it.
Review. Okay.
Any motion and a roll call on that? Or just?
So move to review that.
Second.
That 487.
Got a motion by Tony Gomez.
Over there.
487 will go into review.
Rick?
And. Second by Dick McNair.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Okay, 502, Bobeer, Ronnie and Robin. Looks like 175, had it at 274,920, reduced it to 217,660 as a referee. I think you'd probably stay with that. That's right behind Scott Love's house.
Oh.
217. He's got a
does he have that new, that's just a comp there. He's got his garage up on there now. A garage he added.
Okay,
there's the house.
Oh yeah.
And it's all white farm. And then up to the east he put in a garage.
Oh again, yeah.
That garage there,
yeah.
It matches the house. Beautiful garage.
I'd say we need to stay with the referees, 217,660.
Scott, I don't think you're talking to the right referee.
Okay.
Really?
We got another 509, which is one I'm going to stay out of again.
It
went from 163,640 to was 203,615. Looks like the referee reduced it to 198,170.
Poor condition.
Who wrote that? Poor condition.
My house.
Poor condition.
Your house in poor condition?
After the fireworks and all that stuff, probably wasn't poor condition.
I'm sure all the people chomped through it.
What, did it catch on fire?
I got to hand it to you. You're one hell of a guy to live.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
looks like this one was reviewed by the referees, and you reduced it to 198 from the 203. That's on Daniel's Lane.
Oh.
Right where that empty field was we looked at earlier.
No.
He plays dumb. He knows everything. I guarantee he does.
Let's go with the referee recommendation.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Shram. It'll be 515. Julie and Benny.
Shram? Never heard of that one.
Like 211.
Yeah.
Is it? No, Champ.
Champ.
Champ. Ain't Shram.
Stamp.
Stamp. So it looks like they were the referee's recommendation is 255,510.
From these house or what?
No. 120th Street.
Streets don't mean a lot to me. Show me a picture with the road and I'll find it.
A lot of that.
I don't recognize it from that picture.
It's on Highway 35.
10 years ago, they paid $240,000 for it.
Yeah.
She probably hasn't gone down in
that. That's a color picture.
No.
Okay.
I would say, yeah, but probably double-digit appreciation from then to now.
10 years, oh, yeah.
Oh, it's on Monona Boulevard, is it, John?
Oh, that's a comparable one.
Oh, comparable?
Yeah.
So it's got to be within that area.
Right.
We increased it $15,000 in 10 years.
I'd say we'd stay with the referee's recommendation.
All right.
Okay. 678, which is Pick. Russell and Katie Jackson went from previous was 21,000, went from 21 to 231, 720. It looks like they must have talked to Thad or Ron, and it went to 188, 845.
Did he just build a house on it?
I'm just, is this in Jackson? Because we had two new constructions, or three.
Had to be.
That's what it sounds like to me. And I think we, I'd have to look at the picture. I wonder if this
new
is
square new. Footage wrong, adjacent lot.
New.
Change quality to
things. Okay. We did that on a lot of them up on the hill in the Jackson Bluff edition up there. Yeah, that's
where it's at.
That's where it is.
Yeah, so it'd be new construction up there, and I'm sure the quality went, yep, 30.
There it is. Oh, okay.
So it's probably a 40 good condition and 30 quality. That would have.
It's a new house, right?
We did a bunch of them. There should be all.
Okay, so we'll want to stay with the referee's recommendation of 188, 845.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like we've got 707 and 709, which are Gallup, James, and Roberta. They're in Dakota City. The first one went from 45,275 to 59,365. And the second one was 23,370, went to 35,155. And it looks to me like the referee must have visited both of these. Am I correct?
Rentals or what?
Well, it don't take much to bring $60,000 anymore. No. And $35,000.
No. So it's 35 and 60. Which one is this?
Oh,
holy moly.
This is a
neighbor.
Oh, what's that?
Neighbor?
No, it's the same Gallup, 709.
Close.
But they got that one at $35,155.
Yeah.
Came by pickets for that.
No.
I don't give them credit.
Can't buy a used pickup for that.
I would think that a person would just stay with those values.
On both of them?
On both of them. Don't you?
Let's go with it.
All right.
Yeah. Bummers.
Okay. Let's move on to 713, which is Bleak, Gary, and Angela. Looks like they were at 244,295, and the referees recommended 281,455. This must be in
Old Sawmill, do you think?
Old Sawmill Road.
Oh, okay. 281.
Where's he at now?
Right along Highway 35,
yeah, right
Old
along
Sawmill,
yeah,
or Highway 77, I mean.
Yeah.
77.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, right on the corner.
Like Saltskill built that, pretty much that whole road.
And then back here, there's another garage.
Yeah.
Goes in here.
Yeah, I think we're probably all right there.
Yeah.
Might be a skosh high when the truck driver go by and Jake break.
Yeah, is that the guy?
No, that's not. Doug Piper.
That ain't him.
No, that ain't. But they're right beside each other.
I know.
No, too many people, don't we?
One of his neighbors was coming in to protest. We said we're going to come out and get a new picture, and he said skip it and left. I think it's the one right next to him or the one right after that.
Okay, let's 715, which is Ricky Myers. Looks like we were at 151,595, went to 163,455. 445 is a referee's recommendation.
He only protest on land value.
He wanted to protest the land value?
That's what it is. He wants the house the same. That's why I'm reading it anyway. Yeah. He wants the land value drop.
What's, where is he located?
South Sioux City Residential, mid-range.
Probably down by the high school, up that looks like.
Like newer construction.
Harbor Drive, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
About $2 a square foot for the first 10,000 square feet.
Neighborhood 110?
Yep.
I'd say you're probably right in the ballpark on that, 163. Yes. Stay with the referee's recommendation on that one. You guys good with that?
Yes.
Yeah. John Sanders.
716, Sanders, John and Judy. We're at 106, went to 122. Yeah, this has got to be 122. That house is something more than that.
Well, you know, he's right down the street from Johnson's.
And he brought that?
Jesus, we're coming up on our commissioner's meeting here, fellas.
Oh, there's some sales comps in there, too.
Okay.
The
sales so 122,
we'll be
755 is the referee's recommendation. Yeah, I would say that would be pretty easy.
Never there.
Okay, Bowerly, James, and Corinne Bowerly. Looks like 244,080 went to 339.
Thank you for the call. 339,390.
Well, that must be a sweet house.
Good quality, good condition.
That's a pretty big number.
That is a huge number. Oh, that's Corinne Pringer's house. That's out in, that's brand new. That's in Dakota Flats.
Is that one of those light form deals?
It is light form. That's a brand new house.
We have some good quality.
Well, it's brand new. It's got to be.
Yeah. Is how many square
they
feet?
They just got their yard planted a year ago.
2,127 square feet.
Yeah.
2,127.
Okay. Well, we probably call it anything over 2 is one of our indicators to 40.
Oh, sure.
So that would
that's
be.
What I'm
and
then
the,
anything over 2 is what, Jeff?
What's that?
What'd you say? Anything
over 2? We're good quality.
When you start getting over 2,000 square feet, that's we got a whole list, but that's one of the things we look at to make your quality good. I don't know who you talk to. Never come see me.
Seems a little high. But
Dakota Flats, because the sales out there, we haven't been able to support it with the market. And so many of those just are built for the taxpayer that there's not a lot of. The only sales are $350, and then there'll be a $340-something on Dale's.
$340 on Dale Hans's?
Yeah, I think they're negotiating. I think they wanted $349. I think last I heard they're negotiating. Yeah, what,
they sold it.
What was what's his name? The Triangler House. What was his name?
Beckner.
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 His is at 427.
I think.
And his square footage ain't much different than that. Granted, you have that garage. Look at Beckner's square footage. I guarantee it's only like 2,200. 2,300. It looks a lot bigger than what it is.
Yeah.
That's the one right across the street, right?
Well,
right
the one across, down the road. Down
right
the road.
Across from Hippie's.
Yeah, but Hippie's, yeah. Hippie's house.
But Hippie just sold his for $440.
$440? You got that much out of it?
I'm sorry, three. No, I
340.
Yeah. And actually, there's still, last I heard, there's still, we haven't got the paperwork.
You almost got a heart attack.
What?
Yeah.
So what are we doing here?
Yeah.
So on this Bowerly...
Yeah.
717, you want to stay with the referee's recommendation?
You call, Scott.
339.
Don't put that pressure on me.
339. 390.
Is it the land high? Or
no, it's about the same as it was.
Previous year, 2015, it was at 244,080.
Yeah, quite a jump.
Was it completed, though?
It probably wasn't done then, but it was real close. I wonder. I don't think that house has got a finished basement or anything in it either.
We don't have it on there, no.
How would you know unless they told you, right?
Well, whoever went and looked at it, too.
We shouldn't put it down. People can build the house, and then later on they can obviously finish the
basement. Yeah, we shouldn't put it down unless we see it. We don't have any finished basement.
It's a nice-looking home. It's brand new.
See, that's that price is kind of like a rotunda price on the water, though, is what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking they're both 4,500s, but the difference between them is one has city water, city sewer, the other one doesn't.
This has septic and a rural water.
And rural water is all, where the other one, which would be...
Perfect example, same size as my house, okay? It is exactly the same size as my house, and mine's going to be at 283, but mine's 15 years old. Okay, and I'm in
an average.
In an average,
I mean, I think it brings three. We'd have to look at that. But I don't know about 339.
You think 339 is too high?
I think that's a strong product.
I think it's a little strong myself.
Yeah,
I would hate for them to take me to Turk because I don't know. I'd have to pull Rotunda sales comps and adjust. I don't.
I'll be honest with you. Correct me if I'm wrong because you're in the neighborhood, but I was just told from Russ Albanicious that his dad has a 2000 roughly spec house for $290,000 in your neighborhood right now?
310. Yeah. It's not done. It keeps getting higher the longer they wait. The more they finish, the higher it goes. Gary's got, there's one right across, Ogden has one at 290. Right? No, he went at 309.
So what do you want to do? 300?
200 Bowerleys. Yeah.
Okay, let's go. We're going to do a change to 300,000 on Bowerleys.
So most chance of valuation on Bowerley from 339, 390 to $3,000.
To 300,000.
300,000.
We're basing that on what?
Huh?
Equalization I would put in there.
Yeah.
And in parentheses, I'd write sales comps question mark.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. I need a motion, 717, to change it. Tony made the motion?
Yeah.
Tony?
Dick made the second?
Yeah.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Okay. Let's move on to Aikens, Robert, and Tracy, which is protest 719, South Sioux City. Looks like there were 274,025, went to 318,915. What was this one, guys? Is this land?
Carey Lane. It's down there by the high school.
Yeah.
There's a picture.
Yeah.
Isn't that an older house that was redone?
No, those are all new homes. In that
home. Oh, is that?
What year was it built? It hadn't been built in the last couple of years.
Well, last 2 years.
2013. Yeah. Carey Lane.
That's where Dr. Fisher lives. That's where Hans Morgan has a house down in there. Fosters. There's a lot.
Stay with the referee's recommendation on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. 720, LaFleur, Matthew and Christina LaFleur. Looks like was 173, went to 191. He used to be the old football coach, South Sioux, didn't he?
Yeah. What's the street? I forget.
It's got to be down by the high
school. Wedgewood.
I believe this is on the market for like $230 right now. I think listed through Cardinal.
They paid $165 10 years ago.
How much? $165.
$165 10
okay.
years ago.
Stay with the referee's recommendation on that one.
Right.
Okay, 721.
Clonus.
Clonus.
Yeah.
Chris and Cheryl. 111 to 117.
Stay with the referees on that one.
Yep.
Okay, Dustin, Susan, and Timothy Jackson. Looks like we went from 100,600 to 142,170.
722.
Went up 42,000. Looks like it's in the ballpark, don't
it? Yeah. Where's it at?
It's in Jackson.
It's so high down there.
Oh, mechanic?
Would that be north of the Catholic Church? I think it is.
Yeah, 103 Mechanic Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay with 142, 170 on that one?
Yes, yeah.
Sir. Okay, Nissen, David. South Sioux City, looks like it was 128,800, went to 139.
They paid 7 years ago, they paid 130.
130?
So it went up 9,000 in value.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty nice neighborhood.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, stay with the referee's recommendation. Lane will be 740 protest. Robert and Patricia, Dakota City, 98,330 went to 113,965.
They paid 125 last year.
No, stay with the referee's recommendation. Okay, Rager, Judy, Jackson, 51,590 went to 59,435. So went up 8,000.
What's
the change?
What is it? House?
Yes, please.
It's a house. Must be a house.
They have some.
It's a house.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, no, that's one of the checks.
That's at Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I'd stay with referee on that.
Yeah.
Thomas Gable Homer. Was 86,205 went to 116,080. That's at Homer.
Too much.
Is that a duplex?
I think this is the one out on 260th Street, ain't it?
Oh, no.
No, that's a duplex.
That's a duplex.
Yeah, right there in Homer.
Yeah.
The rental?
Oh, yeah. The duplex, yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby. It sold for $105,000 4 years ago.
Yeah.
116, then, of the referee's recommendation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Van Berkham, Ryan and Melody. They're in South Sioux City. 172,375 went to 192,090.
It brought 165 10 years ago.
And we're running it up to 192.
32,000 in 10 years.
What street is that on?
Regency Park. You know where the Nebraska State Bank, the driving
yeah,
one is up there?
Yeah.
It's like right past the cul-de-sac back in there. It's like the second house. How big of a house is it? It's a tiny house, isn't it?
It's got 1,910 square feet. It's too short.
1,900.
Went from 172 to 192,090.
$20,000. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say you're probably in that neighborhood.
Yes.
Wouldn't you,
yes.
Scott?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'd be tight. I think it'd bring a couple.
Okay. Meg Daz. 756. Charles and Teresa, Dakota City, went from 113,390 to 130,990. 20-some thousand.
Is that the house? The
Burke
one?
Is that Tate Car Garage?
Yeah, they added that after they bought it. It was bought probably, 4 or 5 years ago, and then they put a...
So where is that located in Dakota City? It just
1723 Mulberry.
It's worth more than what it's...
Yeah, I'd say we'd stay with...
Stay with the referee.
I'd stay with the referee on that one.
It is low.
Stribley, Greg, and Barbara... South Sioux City went from 211,755 to 242,910. $759 is a protest.
What house is this one?
Stribley.
Who?
Stribley?
There it is.
Yeah, what number is that one there?
759. Yep, in good condition.
How many square foot is that house?
It's 1908. Yeah, but average quality.
Is that on your street, Scott?
No, it's one street over.
It's one over,
yeah. Sunset.
Three-fourths of basement partition.
How many square foot is that main floor?
1908.
Oh, you told me that. What year was that built?
1993.
And Bowbear, we just got done with Bowbear, and they were smaller house, 217. Yeah. So
it's a nice home.
Stay there at 242. Yes, sir. Okay, stay with the referee's recommendation on that one. Quazda?
Gazada.
Gazada?
Mm-hmm.
Rolando?
Si, senor.
760 is the protest number. Went from 104,930 to 116,465.
It's not a bad jump.
Not a bad jump there.
No. Leave her there.
Leave her there. Stay with the referee's recommendation. Si, okay, same guy, Martha and Rolando. 190, 210 to
222,090. Let me see what this one looks like.
It's
got to be a rental.
No, it's the value on that is can't be a rental. You got to be live. Oh, it is. It's a that's yeah. Pringer's old duplex over there.
Yeah.
It's a duplex.
Yeah,
it's a multi. I'm thinking it is.
What street's it on?
It's on C Avenue, ain't it? C G Street back in there.
424 and 428 West 13th.
Oh, I was wrong then.
West 13th. What? West Street. Where's that F got?
West 13th.
Oh, it's okay. They gave $210,000 for it 8 years ago.
Now, the referee's recommendation is $222,090.
Yeah.
Go
with it.
All right. Stay with the referee's recommendation on that one.
You make money on this.
Okay. Ehlers. Judy and Lauren, it's 762 is a protest. 190, and it went to, no, wait a minute. 190, 139 went to 173,530. And that one's in Emerson.
Emerson, Nebraska. You know the house that did?
No.
Come on.
What street's that on?
109 East 6th.
Oh. 109 East. Oh, yeah, that's down there by the swimming pool.
$33,000.
That's down by the swimming pool, ain't it?
I don't
in Emerson?
Know.
I'm trying to remember if that's...
It would have to be across the street in order to be in Dakota County.
I think it's where you...
have to be across
the
street
but I mean,
in order
down
to be
there
in Dakota County.
Yeah, it's the one where you come out of the swimming pool, right straight across, I think.
They paid $135 8 years ago.
Is there a basement in that house?
Yeah.
There is a... Okay.
Half of it was finished.
Okay, I'm thinking wrong house. Yeah. Okay.
For Emerson, it seems to me like it's a little high.
Yeah, high.
That's
what
it is. I don't know.
You don't know?
They've been getting.
No, they've been selling.
Well, you want to stay with the referee's recommendation? 173,530.
Bought it for?
135.
Let's do with the referee.
Yeah, stay with the referee then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to 775.
Come on, Rick.
Arena.
Arana.
And Arana, and Rufina. Rodriguez?
You got that right, buddy.
Okay. 121,690, and now it's at 141,990 is the referee's recommendation.
20 grand, what is that?
Yeah. That looks like an apartment complex to me, but it may not
be.
It's
a student or what do they call them?
It's a bi-level.
Bi-level.
Nobody there was a house.
141 is what it's at for the referee's recommendation.
So you can quiz me on this.
When they bought this, they know.
That's on West 8th Street.
It's probably in your drawer.
I would think it would bring 141.
Yeah.
It'd be 100,000 12 years ago.
Okay. So yeah. We'll stay with the referee's recommendation on that.
Yes.
Down, Samuel Hudson and Yvonne. Was 231,745, and it went to 248,565.
$17.
That's protest 777.
Seven.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'd say we need to stay with the referee's recommendation. Okay. Let's move down to IBP Inc.
Wait, no. 717, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we were on downs, weren't we? Yeah. 778 is, and I don't know what I'm
saying. Yeah, New Yan and Pancho Villa. No.
Yeah. But anyway, they were at 109, 395, went to 127, 270 as a referee's recommendation.
They paid 134, 200 4 years ago.
They paid 134?
134, 200.
So the referee's recommendation. Okay, let's move to 787, which is IBP Inc.
Four guys.
Springfield. Looks like they've got 787 and 788. And the first one is 11,095,325. It looks like the referee's recommendation is 11,095,325.
Jeff may want to address this.
Yeah, both of those are going to be no changes from the referees. This, because we have appraisals on both of those now.
Okay.
So it's, they protested to keep us on the, I guess, the docket because we still have an open turf case. So they didn't protest this year. If we do any changes for them, it wouldn't apply. So they have to almost, like, get in queue.
Okay.
Yeah, aren't we in the process of spending like 40, 50 grand for appraisal?
Yeah. Well,
so now, 40, was it? We'll just stay with the referee's recommendations on those. Okay, let's move down to 799, which is Stapleton, Shane and Bobby, Dakota City.
Oh, we'll talk to these guys. Did you talk to these guys?
Yeah. We got their previous was 302,555, and now we've got them at 389,030.
I was thinking that Shane told me it was less than that, and I don't know why, because believe me, I've had a conversation with him several times. And I know it originally went to 4-something.
I think we went out, didn't he have
Shane? That's Mark Albanesius's. What did Shane pay for that?
He paid 220 for it.
That just seems awful high for out there.
8 years ago, and then he put in a pool, an underground pool. You know, he's that guy that says, hey, write me a check and I'll be out by the end of the day. You know, you've heard that all before, haven't you? You know, he has that shed there on the side. What's he have, set 5 acres, I think?
I would say so. Right?
And then 2.5 acres.
2.5?
Well, he's been buying up.
He's been buying.
Yeah, he bought everything all the way around.
He's... Yeah.
So how many acres
is that?
This in particular one's 2.5.
Okay.
The pool house is nice. You can't see it down there. It's a party place. Now, I think we had a review set up for him because of water in his basement, so I don't know where we ended up with these conditions.
So do you want to go with a review on him?
Did they go out and look at it?
See, and I don't have the notes back on that one. So they're in the queue for review.
Okay. Yeah. So on 779, let's go review.
Okay. Somebody needs to make a motion.
We need a motion on that.
Okay, I need a motion for review on 779.
I'll second that.
I'll make the motion and Dick seconded it to review.
Okay.
Call roll, Joan.
Scott.
Yes.
Dick.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Shadbolt, Melvin, Dakota City. Looks like we're at 36,210.
Referee's
recommendation is 37,100.
Stay with referee.
Stay there.
It's only 1,000.
Okay, now I will need a motion to cover all of the referee's recommended values that we stayed with. And on the protests.
So moved.
Second. Okay, we got a motion by Scott Love to stay with the referee's recommendation on all the ones that we've reviewed. And we have a second by Tony Gomez. No, Dick.
That's okay.
Dick. And a second by Dick McNair, I guess.
Yes.
You want to call roll, Joan?
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, well, is there any other business we need to take care of? Yeah, we need to go. We need to go back to A on clerical.
Oh,
Jeff Curry, assessor, to present a report on clerical errors.
Yeah. So the clerical is really getting defined two different ways now. I don't have a list again today. A lot of the things we're covering, we're finding that we found clericals when they came in and talked to us, but they protested anyway. So we're working with the referees and we're just fixing them that way. That's why I know on some of these what we did with them, because they would have been clericals. The list that we're addressing separately is the mobile homes and the depreciations.
Okay.
So that'll be the next list I bring to one of the next meetings for you.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Is there anything else? Okay, is there any mail or emergency business? Any public comment? Board of Equalization is adjourned.
I get a call once we...
Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. The Board of Commissioners will stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Commissioner Love, yes. I'd like to say one thing after saying that pledge. I want to give a hand to all the police officers who lost their lives at this time.
Oh, the first day.
I agree.
Thank you, Rick.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance to the county boardroom and is available for review of all attendants. People who care to follow along, will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Dick.
Yes.
And Bill Rohde is absent.
Make a motion to excuse Bill.
I'll second that.
Call roll, please, Joan.
Tony.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Dick.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes. Okay, consent agenda items we're going to go over. A, approval of the previous minutes from July 5th, 2016. B is approval of payroll claims. C is approval of accounts payables. And D is the approval of officials' reports. I went over them all between Friday and today, and everything is in order, so we need a motion for the consent agenda items.
Move to approve the consent agenda items from item A to D.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony.
I'll second that.
Second by Rick. Will you call roll, please, John?
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, real simple here. We're going to go to new business. We got Bob Giese, Treasurer, requesting approval for the semi-annual report for January to June of 2016. Bob, you have the floor.
Okay, our semi-annual formality. You have some numbers there, and I gave you another list there that gives you a little more detailed information. We have a new software company that you have another list here too, Rick. You have another one as well.
Oh, but right here.
Anyway, this other one is a little more detailed information. Nothing new. Nothing to report. So we got our report back from our auditor a couple of weeks ago, and everything is fine. So I would just ask for your approval. Our inheritance fund is still hanging in there. Still trying to hang on to it. So.
Where's that inheritance at on this sheet?
Yeah, look on your main one, or the one I gave you, Scott, the additional one. It's the big number. Page 1.3.
We're maintaining right where we always pretty much, roughly. 1.3, 1.4, 1.5, 1.6.
About a month and a half of expenses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1.311. That's not bad.
So...
Okay. So everything's in order, and I know I've signed it. Joan needs to sign it. Bob needs to sign it, and then we'll send her off. We'll be good shape.
Okay.
All right. Any questions on the report for Bob from anyone? I know we had a little bit of a cheat sheet. I know he gave us a new sheet, but I don't know if anybody has anything for him. All right. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
motion.
Yep, we need a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, you got a motion by Tony, second by Dick. Can you call roll, please?
Dick?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to miscellaneous. We got Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, Road Report. Fred Kellogg?
July 3rd through the 16th, 256 and a quarter hours road maintenance. Tree and debris removal, 7.5 hours. Bridge maintenance, 11.5 hours. Projects, South Bluff, 176 hours. North Bluff, 25. Blacktopping, 35 hours. 10 hours of mowing. Gravel haul, 3,000 tons of aggregate. Signs, 3 hours. 1 hour is on a barricade. Road concerns. Ward Ford's grading on Nottaway.
Okay. Any questions for Fred? Simple report.
How the entire recycling go?
Good. Probably right around 60, 70. We could we put in for 80, and they would let us have up to 100. So we were real close to what we.
So you got room for a few more then, if you wanted to.
Yeah, they're hauling them out as we speak.
Oh, they are?
Yes. So they should be done by tomorrow hauling them out. So if you're willing to, I will.
Okay. All right, thanks, Fred. We're going to move on to B, Sheriff Kleinberg with the jail report. Sheriff, thanks for coming and giving this to us.
Good afternoon. I'm throwing a little numbers from ICE. We hadn't quite had them figured up. They'll be tomorrow if you're interested in them. I could send them to Joan or something, but I don't have those numbers on here. It's looking kind of grim. I had to kick out our federal inmates here a couple days ago because we were overpopulated. Hopefully I can get them back. I can try to get some of them back today, but those guys are having a hard time because they got no place to house. They're going to Union County right now, but hopefully we'll get them back. We're sitting at 136 as of right now, which is
getting full.
That's full. That's all we got. That's all we got. We got two in detox, and hopefully we'll get rid of one this afternoon on a bond. So they'll.
So 136 is the max. I was thinking 140 something was. Okay.
It pains me to call marshals. Those are good paying customers and they treat us real well, but had to do something. We had too many people. Had to do something with. Kicked all of our other contract people out. So I don't know why, you guys. I don't know why all of a sudden we're at max capacity for the last 8 months. But that's where we're at.
Summertime.
Well,
I'm
hoping CF is shutting down. We had what 6,000-7,000 people here that we wasn't used to, and I think that has a lot to do with why our numbers are up. But I just went and got one from Milwaukee Thursday on an extradition. So now we'll be getting all these guys. I'm sure Kim will attest to that. All the CF guys will be chased all over the United States, bringing back on warrants. So anyway.
The CF fight just about down, don't they, sir?
They're supposedly ship winding down, but a lot of these guys aren't going anywhere. Have you noticed? Some of them are staying here.
Yeah, but they're going to be difficult.
I don't know why. This one I just hauled and worked out there for quite a while. He gave me insight to a lot of what was going on out there. But we were high on our June cost per inmate at $76.77. And I can explain that also. That was one specific doctor bill for a bad guy we had in here that went into seizures and it wasn't good. He's alive, and he went off to his agency that he was on parole for. So he was just here long enough to cost us, so I don't know, 40 grand, and move on. So that's why that number's so high. Hopefully we can get that down here pretty quick. But, we're out of beds.
Just hope it ain't the new norm.
Yeah.
You know, when I took this job, there were 70-some people in that jail. We had plenty of room. It just seems like every month it gets more and more and more. And I'm not doing anything different. I asked the staff Mark told me a week ago, he says, I've never seen the jail this full for this long. So,
what's the biggest of them? Input.
Gosh, I can't tell you that off the top.
There has to be a ton of variety. Probably a lot of shoplifters, I would think.
Well, there's a lot of misdemeanor stuff, but there's, you know, there's some bad guys in there.
Is the judge being harsh on his sentencing?
I don't think judge is doing anything different than what he's always done. As a matter of fact, I said judge these.
I mean, that's a fair question. You know,
I don't think he's changed, Scott. I don't think there's any changes in the courts or even the county attorneys. I'm sure Kim will attest. There's a lot more people.
My numbers are kind of down.
So wait till they get the pork plant, and then we get another 1,100.
I agree.
It's growing.
I don't know where we're going to put them, but I'm hoping that there won't be a day when I'm coming to you guys and saying, hey, I'm housing out of county again.
I hope so.
But I got to put my prisoner somewhere. So I'm actually working on a program. I got to sit down and talk with the courts about it, about, I hate to say the word house arrest, but I think that if I had somebody assigned to that they did that all the time, that I think the courts would be a little more relaxed with it. But I don't know. I want to talk to the courts about it.
I don't think it's a profanity word at all. I mean, we've talked about that for a long time.
We did it in the past.
It was a bad thing at one time because nobody monitored and watched it.
That's it. And right now, the way I'm at, Scott, if I can't ensure the courts that these people will be followed and monitored 24/7, and right at this particular point, I can't say that to them. So when I get to that point where I can here in another month, I plan on doing that. That's my goal. That's my plan. But that's still not going to say a lot. There's still going to be a lot of people in the jail. There's very few people. I mean, we do work release as much as we possibly can, you know, to let people go out and keep their jobs. And judge approves that. He's been getting real good with that. He doesn't have an issue with that. So
at one point, we were at $1 million a year in outboarding. That's when we built the new jail.
Well, let's see what winter brings. Let's fight for the rest of summer. Let's see if it dies down a little bit, because I know Drew can't house his federal inmates. I know he can't house them over there. So the marshals are, hey, what happened? You had so many beds. They're nice about it, and they've got other jails to go to, and they actually paid us to transport them. So anyway.
Well, you know, with the expense of the jail and then trying to house them, It would totally kill us. You know, sometime way back when, you know, I always made the comment, people didn't like to hear it, that it'd be less expensive to house them out than what it would be to operate the jail. You know, and that's a fine line.
No, I can put some numbers to that, but
if you really look at it.
But Scott, it's just like Dodge County did. You gotta figure out what's going to cost you to haul them back and forth.
I know. There's a lot of expense there. And a lot of expense.
And Steve ran into a deal where he's still doing all that, but yet, well, that's Dodge County Sheriff down there. And he's still hauling down to Saunders County, but he's spent a lot of money just on doing that, the transport.
Does Wahoo have a big jail?
Yeah. I did do Saunders County.
Yeah.
But he's filling up, too.
Yeah, Wahoo built a new jail about 3 or 4 years after we did.
It's bigger than ours.
Really?
I think he's like 150 beds or 140 beds.
Yeah, it could be.
But okay. My point is, that guy's going to go to jail.
Well,
lose your parking lot.
Let's keep our fingers crossed and hopefully gets under control, I guess. All right, any other questions for Chris on the jail report?
No, I just want to make a comment. I think some of the people that work for CFI through the summer, just, you know, it's obvious that we don't have the construction jobs is trimming down a little. Mm-hmm. In summer, I mean, winter time is coming along, and I find now they're trying to get a job in Tyson. They don't like the job. I mean, they really just to get working outside, you know, hot and humid, and they go inside with that cold weather. So I think we will see a change, you know, when wintertime comes along, I hope.
Let's cross our fingers.
Well, we will see. I'm not saying we want them out of here, but I mean, this is where are they going to find work? 3,000-4,000 people. I mean, period. There's a lot of construction going on right now. But anyway, besides the point. Thank you. Good report.
Yeah, appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Chris.
Take care. Okay, and then we're going to move on. I know we're going to do, the county board is going to do a quarterly visit to the county jail. But we're going to move on to commissioner committee reports. Any reports? I know that the LEC, we have a special meeting tomorrow at the Law Enforcement Center that the victim's assistant coordinator, Amber Monet, she is resigning. So we have been talking to the city and the mayor and what have you, and we've been trying, we got to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to advertise. So we got a meeting tomorrow at noon to get that on the table. Amber said that she would give us a 6 or 8 week notice, just whatever we needed. She's being very cooperative about it and to help us to fulfill the position. So that's a good thing.
Not a good thing. We lost a good
person. Well, it is. We're losing a good person, good but person. At least she's going to help us out as much as possible, I guess.
Yeah.
County health board's going well.
Yep.
So
hopefully the construction keeps rolling here, so then we can look at the extension office and we can get that in order. I'd like it before snow flies. Hopefully all that's done. I know Jones' office is pretty much complete. A few of our filing cabinets. I know the boardroom is just on its final. The new boardroom is on its final. I think we need carpet and our tables in. So yeah, that should happen open the next 4 to 6 weeks, I would think. So, okay. Anything from Northeast Beautiful?
No.
It's looking beautiful. You and Shelly are doing a great job. Tony, you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Mail emergency business. Any there? If not, we're going to move to public comment. Anybody from the public would like to come up, state their name and address with any public comment? Mr. Alvinicius, I see you're...
My name's Larry Alvinicius, 1050 Joseph Street. Passes to Tony and Chairman. This is information as to how much money the taxpayers pay into the county budget from 75 West to where Elgin goes out to 20 truck wash and so on down Little Powers, heavy metal, North Shore, and the Tompkins area, Rotunda area. The $631,000 as of 15 is going to be like $750,000 come the 16 tax year as a whole. Okay? It bothers me some that that kind of money is going out to maintain 4.6 miles of roadway in that general area, including the road that Lake Avenue that goes over to Highway 20, Old 20, and all of Elgin and those areas in around Tompkins and Rotunda. Okay? There's a map there with it that shows the area that's in question. I don't know in my mind why a whole lot more can't be done for the amount of what is the budget? Is it 15 million?
Give or take.
Okay, so that's okay. Creeping up, it'll be 3/4 of a million, creeping up about 1/15 of the doggone budget from that small area. And not just a small, that don't include the Gulf Road, none of the saddle, the horse, the stable drive, up along the Lackawanna, the Pringer area, Muddy Flats.
Did you say Muddy Flats?
Yeah, well, whatever they call it. But a lot of people have heard that name. You may not have heard that, but that's been the name of it for years. But anyway, and Rick, I mentioned to you about there ought to be a couple motor graders here in this end of the county.
Correct.
To spread out, get out and get it done. Okay? Well, I know that's not going to know. I just don't believe that's ever going to happen. The last snowfall we had, it was 2:20 when that little truck showed up. That little guy, Well, we had Rotunda Way pretty well cleaned out. We had enough hands left. And before I started with this call, I went to look for you guys. All right. At 8:30, I got over on 35 headed to Hubbard. There was a motor grader going on the east-west road 1 mile south of 35. So I headed back then down the Bluff Road, North Bluff to Jackson. Okay, and the little truck, he was there winging back snow that had already been pushed back with the motor grader. See? And the loader with the blade on the front, it was pushing snow off the private drives coming down out of the hill. I've never known the county to do that. See?
Would you go up to Mike Berkeley's?
Well, they were down the way for them. They were put on down to where Sullivan was on the hill. See, it wasn't Mike Berkeley's home.
On North Bluff?
On North Bluff. All the drivers were being pushed off. When I left my place, the state had thrown two lanes of traffic over in my room. I got out with my pickup. So, I know what happened. There's a real malfunction, and I know it's been that way, and I don't see it changing unless, like I said, there's two motor graders, and it's going to have to be operators in that area to man the things, get themselves into town the night before. The guy that runs the little truck, he lives in Newcastle, right?
Right.
All right, suppose you get 2 foot of snow there, a foot and a half here, and he can't even get you to move snow here and come.
We've had operators stay the night.
They need to get to looking at doing that. And I know you. What you guys say now will be different come the 1st of October, November. I mean, it's just the way it always is. Secondly, Scott, why did you deny me being on the agenda?
Because there was, I denied because there was no action required. Okay, so if we were going to take action, then I would have said, not a problem. If you wanted,
you said there wasn't going to be action taken.
Well, the way you put down the agenda, you just wanted to discuss road issues.
General road maintenance is what I said.
Yeah, you just wanted to discuss it.
I might ask for something.
Well, it needs to be addressed that we need to make action.
Okay, so the next meeting I can be on the agenda.
You know what? At any point in time, I don't have a problem being on the agenda. But even if you had, okay, if you had or want us to make a decision on something, as the chair, I would not still have to accept you, okay? And I want to give you a copy of this right here, a perfect example.
Well, I'm sure my attorney's got it.
Your attorney does have it,
yeah.
Okay? And listen, I'm not looking for no pissing match with you, Larry, okay? But right here in black and white, resolution 09C-003, this was done in 2009, you have 3 minutes to talk as public comment,
yeah.
Okay? Am I saying anything? You've been up there for more than 3 minutes. So, I mean, if you had a problem that I didn't want to accept you on the agenda, I didn't know that we were going to take action on anything.
Well, I didn't know what you're going to take to get action. That's my question.
First of all, whatever you've said so far, you're talking about snow. We're in the middle of July, so I don't know.
You think it ain't coming?
What's that?
You think the snow's not coming?
Well, I know it's going to come, but I'm just trying to figure out what you want. Is what I'm. I don't know if anybody else is confused here, but I don't know what you're getting at right now.
I want a return on the $631,000 paid in 15. Is that too much to ask?
You want a return.
A return on the money's paid in. Why can't people get things done there?
On snow removal?
Snow removal, yeah.
Okay. I guess when it comes to snow removal time, we'll look at snow removal. Rick, do you want to add anything to this? I guess.
And furthermore, one could maybe even do Sawmill Road. I mean,
we've looked at that, and you told us that you didn't want us to
do
anything.
I'm not going to contribute. Neither is
exactly what you said.
I'm not going to contribute. One time I was going to give the county $3,000, and I ain't doing it no more.
We wanted to put down the 1 and 6, and you said, don't do me no favors. Wrong or right, Fred?
That's right. I don't want no favors from the taxpayer. Homer gets a plenty of it. You go down there, they got a quarter mile last year. There, nobody contributed to that thing.
Nobody's contributed to it?
Not
that. Steve Harris?
No, we got the wrong quarter mile. The other quarter, that was the first quarter mile.
You're talking about the quarter
3 years ago. This is the one done last year. And then they got Gables Road. A major amount of money was spent there. And don't say it wasn't, because I know. See, so, and then, can't think of the name, but it goes out to Barclays. Asphalt a few years ago. Repaired, $113,000 last year. Ask them, you're going to be back there 5 years. There's plenty of money goes that direction. There's very little that comes this way. And back to another thing, Fred. Way in the past, 3 years ago, you told Scott that I have any needs on taking that bridge out down by Homer.
Yes.
All right. What did I say?
You sat right in my pickup. We went down to look at it and said you didn't have time or you didn't think you wanted to do it. That's exactly
Fred,
what you told
me. That is a lie. I called you on Wednesday and told you I got plenty to do. If you can find somebody else to do it, fine. Or I'll be there Monday morning. Well, I already, the next morning you called me, I called you, said we'd be there. Because it was a snap deal. The chute line had been built and everything. There was no work to it. A couple of days of work. Now, I thought we had to build a chute line. You never told me you guys were.
It wasn't done for three, if you were going to start that coming Monday, it wasn't done for 3 weeks to 4 weeks after me and you had that conversation.
That's right.
You would have been there Monday.
That's right. And I went down and looked at it, and I called you.
That isn't the way I recall it.
Well,
all,
I called you prior to go to start on. See?
Okay, if that's the way you see it, I
and then said, well, I got, let's go.
So let's do this here, Larry. If you want us to, we'll take your information that you give us, okay, and we will all look at it. And if you would like to, on the next meeting in 2 weeks when we meet, if you'd like to get on the agenda, okay, and
do this way. Is
but I think what Larry's after here, correct me if I'm wrong, Larry's after better maintenance on snow removal, and he would like to have the money that the taxpayers pay over in Rotunda, some of that money go towards paving Sawmill Road. Correct?
What's wrong with it? There's people from a town.
No, I'm just saying that you want something. The people that are paying taxes in Rotunda and Sawmill area need better services for snow removal, and Sawmill Road needs to be addressed paid. Okay. So what we need to do is have Larry get on the agenda the next time. We need to get Sawmill Road on the 1 and 6, and we need to take better care of your snow removal.
You know what? Half the people might be dead in 6 years.
Well, Larry, it's got to be on the 1 and 6 to be on road improvement. It doesn't mean that it's going to be on the back burner in any means. I'm not going to guarantee you it's going to be done in 6 years, but there's a lot of other things that come up and are sprung on us that we don't have any control over.
Like
bridges, storms, things get washed out.
I understand all that. You know, there's a lot of work on the ground to be done.
There is. Bridges. Yeah. We got bridges that are falling in.
But for the most part, there's these big gifts to, like, Tyson. For C Avenue, we're still paying for it. That was $1 million over a million.
And
there was another million to Ho Chunk Village.
And there.
800,000 plus interest, another million.
And we could go. We could go over all that, and we were taking your information you give us, and let's act on it. I think that's what Larry wants us to act on.
Yeah, it'd be good. So. It'd be good. But also, here's the problem I have.
Calls early in the morning, you know, like by a few nurses that work out there, and they can't get out.
Okay.
And they're like, I got to get to the hospital. And, you know, how am I going to do that? So he has to get his stuff out there, and he has to get clear. So that was.
But I don't want to get up at 4 in the morning. That's when the motor grader operator ought to be there.
That's when he starts.
4 in the morning.
Yeah, maybe we should look at positioning a vehicle down here during the winter. It's not a hard thing to do.
You even got room to build a building right there next to the one you have. And ran it to the county. The county just spent $250,000 or more. I don't know what the final bill is going to be on the building up there. I hate to have a little motor there then, so I can't see them. If they're parked, that's right. I guarantee you, Fred, they had two of them behind the shed a year ago. How do you think that's funny? It's the damn truth.
Well, I mean, it was a couple hundred thousand, and we just did it for the longevity.
Okay, but what about the electrical and air and piping and all that stuff?
Yeah, whatever.
It's going to be up there.
It was $2 million, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's
look at what Rick says.
Another bad thing about this public comment thing, it's never known by the public what's discussed in a meeting.
It's all recorded. You got
Blake
right there,
and
you got this recorder.
I don't see it in the paper.
And then he's got a recorder up here, and if he's deemed so fit to put it in, he can.
Yeah.
And it can be, well, I don't know if it goes in joint minutes.
Larry, I didn't want you to take offensive, but I just thought that you wanted to talk about the road department. I just thought public comment would take care of it for me.
Well,
okay, so
there's more to come. I ain't over
here. Well, I'm sure there's more to come, and that's why I tell you to. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay,
thank
so. So what we'll do here now is we will take our quarterly visit to the county jail. So unless there's any other public comment from anyone, anybody else?
Oh, we got back here.
I didn't know the procedures or whatever else and that kind of stuff. But can I just have a couple minutes?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And sorry, Fred, I'm picking on you again.
What's your name?
I'm sorry. My name's Helen Stout, and yep. I'm on Elgin Avenue. And out here on Elgin Avenue, and I didn't realize that Larry was going to be here doing all this stuff, so I'm not. But there were a couple of weeks ago where I kept calling Fred or calling the road department, and I had to call for 4 days in a row because there's some new houses being built in Elgin, and the dust out there was unbelievable. And so I called to ask if there was anything that could be done to try it because I have kind of some asthma problems and stuff. So, and Scott, I had seen you about a month before that, and you said that I could call you at any time.
Yeah.
And when I tried calling all four of those days, your mailbox was full. I tried calling Rick, and his number's not in the phone book because I figured you're the two commissioners that I know.
Yep.
And
you got my number.
No, I don't have your number.
You called me before.
Well, I don't know where I lost it.
You must have been calling my home number, probably.
Yeah. It's in the South.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to give you
my phone number is in the South Sioux City Star.
Well, I don't get the South Sioux City Star because I can't pronounce half the names in the South Sioux City
223.
So that's a totally different thing.
223-0557.
And Helen, I'm going to give you my cell number, too. It's 712-899-4887.
899?
Yep.
4887.
Correct.
233?
So,
233-0557.
223. 0557.
And is that 402?
712.
Okay, and I know Fred's asked me, he talked to me when about your situation, obviously, with the dust. And I believe me, I live on the end of right where the blacktop.
Where the blacktop begins.
And that was done back in 2003.
But let's talk about the blacktop. When I moved out there, I was told, because we had a commissioner living there, that there was money allocated for that road to be blacktopped, you know. You probably know who the commissioner was that lived on up the road from me. Anyhow, that was never done, and I don't know if that was true or not because I could never find any records on it.
I didn't know what I was getting myself into 2011.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I didn't know that neither. But, you know, when I drive down some of these roads like G Street and I see, like, maybe three houses on there, and it's not even blacktopped. It's concrete. I just want blacktop. I don't want concrete.
The city has way different kind of funds than what the county does.
But doesn't the county help contribute to that?
But here's what.
I have a question. Does the county contribute to that?
To the city's
right to streets. The to those things. Don't we contribute to that as the county?
The money. Joe can probably explain how the money's allocated. But
Am I over my 3 minutes? I'm sorry.
No.
But anyway. As far as the city streets go in the city of South Sioux City, the city has allocation for taking care of their own streets. As far as C Avenue, that street that we paved out there, that goes back to when we were doing the half-cent sales tax. And part of the county sharing that with the city, the city made us make some concessions. Like we had to pave C Avenue, we had to pave 50-some thousand for all the people in rural Dakota County to belong to the library. I can't remember some of the. There was maybe one other thing.
48th Street.
We had to get the half cent to build the jail. We had those concessions that we had to make. Mm-hmm. And that's why those things got done.
Okay.
That's since expired. So, you know.
Okay. Well, the other thing of it is that, like, I tried to get a hold of Fred for that whole week, and, you know, I've been told before that I can't even put anything on that road. Like, we used to put stuff on that road so that I could, you know, breathe better and that kind of stuff.
And who told you that?
Chemical. The road department.
No way.
A long time ago, the road department told me that I could not put stuff on that road. Wait a minute. Until I called the road department, until it was approved, and until that road was maintained before I could apply that.
Right. We like people to call them and say you're going to put dust control on there so that we can come out and grade that area
right.
before you put your dust control
right.
on. Because once you do that, Helen,
right.
we do not like to grade that
right.
area because it ruins
that.
Your dust
control. That's the way
control.
That it's gone before. But I didn't, by the time that I got a response back from the road department, they were pretty much done with this truck traffic, and the truck traffic was terrible. If you live out there, you saw it.
They were just one after another.
I mean, they were meeting each other, yep. coming and going. I mean, you couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but... So the main thing was I wanted your telephone numbers. Thank you.
You have them.
And I have them now. And I don't care if it's not concrete
Helen.
Or paved. I would really like blacktop out there.
Tell us, Scott, to empty his box in his sense.
Yes, empty
now.
Your box so that I can call
but yes, I'm blaming that on my kids at home. I don't know what they do.
But blacktop is great. It's a Band-Aid.
I
unless you
that,
go 8 inches
it's
back,
it, I mean,
it's,
you know,
it's not.
I'm kind of like Larry. I'll be gone like in 6 years, probably. Flat top would really be nice for the next 6 years. Whatever you can do, I appreciate it. I do appreciate the fact that it is definitely being maintained better, and that I don't have the rough ruts.
Is everything going? I mean,
it's better. It's
yeah.
not. Really,
there's no perfect world,
better.
Though. Is
you know,
there?
It's better.
Something about that Elgin Avenue that people don't realize. Is that Golf Road and the golf course, Covington Golf Course.
It's a shortcut.
There's a major amount of traffic that comes from Sioux City to
yes.
play golf, and they
yes.
beat that road to death.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to say that someday that we're not going
to... Well, it's a perfect escape, because they go there and have a few toddies,
right.
boom,
exactly.
down the dirt road,
exactly.
jump on
right,
the interstate,
right,
and away
right,
they go.
Right,
I mean,
right,
it's,
right,
it
right,
is.
Yeah. And get back home.
It is.
Get back home.
It is.
So, but, yes, and that's another Make reason...
I'm going to have
to
push drive
it
that
does.
Way.
But thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Helen.
Okay, let's take off to the Joe report. Is there another somebody else? Public comment? Anyone else?
No, I was just here to see what Larry had to say.
Okay.
We live in that rotunda.
Yeah, well, I think what he really, really, and that's why I'm here, Scott, because sometimes he comes off and he said, do you want to come with me? So I, of course,
right.
I said yes.
Okay.
Really what his biggest beef was to me was he gets a lot of calls from a couple nurses out there. Like I said, they work at the hospital. They're calling him at 4 in the morning. I mean, not that he's not out sneaking around by 5.
I know.
He may be. But at 4, and then he's out there doing it. And then he's like, well, why am I doing this? You know what I mean?
The thing he has to remember, though, I remember like 4 or 5 years ago, we adopted all that business out there. Okay? Did we have to? We didn't have to. And that was his big deal. He was going on holiday, which, good for him. And he was wanting somebody to take care of, you know, just and it's done correctly. Don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful neighborhood.
Right.
Streets are all done right.
Right.
It made the most sense for us to adopt it and take care of it.
Right.
And we do our best, and we did end up with a snow plow for a pickup this year. So I think we're going to be able to do some, you know, some more damage quicker, I should say.
And, yeah, Tim, like I said, Tim, he leaves before anybody out there. He goes hammering through it. But anybody else trying to go through it after him, high center. I mean, unless you got to, you know what I mean? Unless
but,
you have, you know,
I understand.
Too.
No, I understand. So, I understand. And listen, I respect Larry. I like Larry.
I know.
And I don't have no issue. And I know how he can get. Believe me, I've had many conversations with him where I'm talking about God, then I'm talking about roads, and then I'm all over the place with Larry. I get it. I like Larry, but he's just sometimes I just don't know where he's going. But
we're trying to figure out something for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, the only other thing that he brought up briefly was the old Sawmill Road. You know that. And
what's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Robert Edmondson. I live in that rotunda.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know that old Sawmill Road. I take it every day to get out on the Highway 20, and it gets muddier a lot in the rain, and it's dusty as heck. You know, real quick after it dries out. So.
And true story, Fred and I. Rick, everybody's talked to Larry about that, and he said, "Hey, I'll throw $30,000 if you know." He didn't say it to the board, but he said it behind the scenes. And we went to him to talk to him about, "Hey, let's maybe try to get this hard surfaced," and immediately, boom! All of a sudden, he's just like, "I don't want you to do no favors for me. Don't do no favors for me." So we're like, "Okay, well, whatever. We'll move on to our next adventure." And believe me, I hear it from a lot of people out there. Because, you know, where I live at, across the highway over on Elgin, that people want to leave there and they want to go down that way instead of going to the crazy busy intersection out there on 77, or instead of driving clear into town, they don't want their kids going that way.
I did call in Nebraska. They did a survey for me because I called them. I said, how many more people have to die at this intersection? I said, just some four-way stop, you know, four stop signs. They're like, we'll do a survey. They did. They called me. They emailed me back. They said, we did, and there's not enough people. And I'm like, well, there's four-way stop right down the thing right by IVP. What do you mean there's not enough stop
right.
signs?
Yep. They don't look at it as economical, I'm sure, the economics of it.
That's fine.
Right.
There will be a traffic light there someday. But it's going to be a while.
My daughter's 15 and just starting to drive, so I'm starting to panic, and that place is grown out there for all the kids.
Yep, sure.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we'll definitely take a look at it with Fred, and we'll do what we can for the snow removal part of it. And I know Larry's going to come back with some other things, and we're expecting that. So,
but thanks for coming over.
Anytime. No, I appreciate you guys taking the time to come in. And we'll do our best that we can. And maybe we need to look at, down the road, like, at that 1 and 6 with the Sawmill Road.
We need to at least get it on the 1 and 6.
Exactly.
And we need to start looking at appropriating funds for it.
A 1 in 6 plan, if you don't know, we got to present it to the state every year. And just because it's on, like, the 1 in 6 is a 6-year plan, even though it might be on for this year, you can jump around if you need to, depend upon if there's an issue somewhere. I mean, there's things that have been on the 1 in 6 probably for decades that never gets done, At least gives the state an idea of what our plans are for doing for road projects. And we have monies, budgets that we have to follow on it, obviously. And we get engineers to look at it and give us numbers on it. So, it ain't just like Bill Rohde. I wish he was here. His famous last words: "It ain't nothing that money can't take care of." Right?
He said that day.
Yeah, he says it all the time. I love that saying. But listen, thanks for coming, everyone. Yeah, appreciate it. I guess we're gonna go to the jail.
I just got a text. They came.
Just for a tour only.
To
see ya.
Tomorrow.
Thanks for coming.
It's no big deal. I don't have much left. Hi, Greg. I,